breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's military gets the go-ahead to move into Gaza City, the Israeli Security Cabinet approving the action following a lengthy debate at an overnight meeting convened by Prime Minister Netanyahu. In Jerusalem, the BBC's Hugo Bashir.
There has been a statement by the Prime Minister's office saying that the military will take control of Gaza City. And also there was the approval of these five principles for the end of the war, which include the release of the hostages, also the defeat of Hamas, but also the creation of an alternative civilian government that is not Hamas or the Palestinian Authority. And it seems that this is an indication of what the Prime Minister might be planning for Gaza once the war is over.
Today is deadline day for Russia. President Trump threatening Moscow with punishing new sanctions if it fails to agree to a Ukraine ceasefire. A Miami federal judge ordering a two-week halt in ongoing construction projects at Florida's Alligator Alcatraz Migrant Detention Center.
The facility was quickly built 2 months ago at a lightly used single runway training airport and can hold up to 3,000 detainees in temporary tent structures. The facility was continuing to be built out, but Thursday's order by U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams temporarily bars any new filling, paving, or infrastructure. The order doesn't include any restrictions on law enforcement or immigration enforcement activity at the center. Williams issued the temporary restraining order during a hearing and then followed up with a written order later Thursday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In northeast Pennsylvania, a gunman is dead, shot by police after shooting a neighbor to death and then ambushing state troopers who responded to the scene. Two troopers were wounded. They are in stable condition and are expected to survive. Happened near Thompson, Pennsylvania, about 30 miles north of Scranton. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 81 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your three-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
This is an urgent message for investors over the age of 50. Silver is on the verge of making history. This is an opportunity you can't miss. We're Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, and we've helped thousands of investors move their IRA, 401k, or retirement account into physical gold and silver. Call 800-900-8000 now, or visit us at AdvantageGold.com and get our free 2025 Silver Investor Report. You'll learn how to get up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualifying purchase. Past performance may vary. Consult your financial or tax advisor. Call us at 800-900-8000.
Good Friday morning. It is TGIF. It is 6:03, and it's traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a wreck on the BW Parkway. As you drive by it, you'll think, what in the world is this? One car is up on the guardrail. The bottom end of his car, his SUV, is sitting on the trunk of another car in the median, 295 at Route 32. So we have some lane blockage both sides of the roadway, though it looks like some traffic on the northbound side may be actually getting by a little better. But for right now, just be prepared. Both directions, a number of flashing lights. The fire department there, looks like the park police are also in that area. There's a minor wreck in the city. It's on the northeast side at Erdman Avenue at Edison Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off mild for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies and highs mainly in the low to mid 80s, still below average for this time of year. We'll see the dry conditions for the weekend and temps in the 80s, heat and humidity come back next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 62 degrees, downtown Baltimore a couple of degrees warmer at 65. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. A Jewish-owned business in Baltimore County has been hit by an apparent anti-Semitic act of vandalism. County Councilman Izzy Patoka posted a photo of kitchen designed by Eden on Falls Road with the Israeli flag smeared in red paint, and the paint was also splattered on the walkway and the door of the business. Patoka says that when it comes to expressions of hate, there can be no tolerance, and a report has been filed with the police. The leader of a neo-Nazi group has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for plotting to attack Maryland's power grid in 2023. Brandon Clint Russell of Orlando, Florida, was convicted in February for planning to blow up electric substations in the Baltimore area. Sarah Beth Clendaniel of Catonsville also convicted in the plot, and last year she was sentenced to 18 years in prison. Authorities estimate the attacks would have caused damage in excess of $75 million. A Baltimore man faces charges after allegedly driving into a construction vehicle at an I-95 work zone. Police believe Telsey Jeffries was under the influence at the time of the incident that happened in the White Marsh area overnight on Thursday. Worker who was in the construction vehicle was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And jury deliberations expected to resume today in the trial of a man charged in a fatal shooting on a Baltimore MTA bus. James Richburg is charged with first-degree murder in the November shooting death of William Womack. During the trial, Richburg took the stand and claimed the shooting was in self-defense. It's 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, looks like the Ravens have found themselves a punt returner.
Fields this one cleanly. And again, he's got an alley. Wester at the 30. Two men to beat. Wester could be gone.
He's gone.
Midfield and rolling. And the rookie, sixth-round draft pick, will take it to the house. LaJonte Wester, 87 yards.
Jerry Sandusky had the call on Ravens TV. Wester, the sixth-round draft choice out of Colorado, doing what he does, an electric return to spark a 24-16 win over the Colts in preseason game one last night at M&T Bank Stadium. After the game, Wester said he had a premonition.
I called my dad and was just like, I feel one coming tomorrow. Like, so I prayed all night and I just trusted God and he led me to the end zone.
On the offensive side, Keaton Mitchell was the star, 9 for 68 on the ground, including a 22-yard touchdown run. There's probably never a good time to do this, but the Orioles are overhauling their ticket plans for next season, and on average, the cost will rise 3%, and the public isn't happy. Gone are the longstanding 13-29 game plans. In its place, fans are being steered to 20-40 game plans. There's also a new 10-game reserve seat plan with limited locations and benefits. This all coming on the night that the Orioles come back home against the Athletics tonight to begin a six-game homestand. Coming up in 30 minutes, you won't believe the latest twist in the sex toy story. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. From Reisterstown to Kingtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey. Massey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland's Friday, August 8, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Thank you for that reminder.
Sure.
Coming up this hour, Maryland delegate says he's going to introduce a bill to redistrict the lone GOP seat, which is occupied by Andy Harris. Meanwhile, the Texas DPS and FBI tracking down fugitive Democrats there. Top story, though, in this hour, the president has ordered a new census, this one excluding illegal aliens. He's triggered the left again with an announcement yesterday that could threaten the Democrats' hold on several congressional seats and electoral votes. President Trump announced he had ordered the Department of Commerce to immediately start working on a new census that would exclude illegal aliens from being counted. Legal residents would be included. This could lead up to 30 Democrat House seats could evaporate if this plan takes place. And I just pulled the verbiage this morning from the Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, and it says that the representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states which may include within this union according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years, those of the slaves, excluding Indians, not taxed, 3/5 of all other persons, that's the 3/5 of the slave, not a whole person. The actual enumeration shall be made within 3 years of the first meeting of Congress of the United States and within every subsequent term of 10 years in such manner as they shall by law direct. So there's already a couple of sketchy, wiggly things going on in the Constitution regarding the 3/5 of a person, excluding the Indians. But doesn't it make sense not to include illegal aliens because they're here temporarily? I mean, why would you count somebody on being here 10 years when they're going to be deported anyway,
or somebody who hasn't actually entered the country legally, or somebody who's a tourist?
A tourist,
yeah.
Those are here seasonal workers on the H-1 or H-2B visas. Agree to come here just for the season.
Foreign workers who came here to do a high tech job where you couldn't hire somebody else to do. Yeah, there's a lot of logic there. By the way, the 3/5 rule was not put in as a discriminatory rule against African Americans. The northern states wanted it there because they were afraid of the additional population
in the south
would tilt everything toward the south when the Constitution was being written.
Yeah, because there were so many slaveholding states, more slaveholding states in the south than there were in the north at this time. But it just makes sense to me that that illegal aliens should not count, tourists should not count, seasonal workers should not count. Do you count resident aliens, people that are here on a visa, that are studying at college or working temporarily? Do you count them as well? Because they could not be here in 10 years from now. So
I personally would count people who are legal residents of this country, period.
Yeah. We'll hear what Stephen Miller has to say about the census coming up. Get your thoughts as well. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680.
Now, Chuck Whitaker on this odd thing happening on the VW Parkway where two cars have decided to mate during Friday morning rush hour. Chuck?
That's what it looks like. And now we have a new wrinkle. There's a wreck, another wreck now, northbound on the parkway at 197. If you're coming up from Powder Mill Road, three vehicles also involved there. This wreck, I mean, it's perfectly clear. It's almost a straight road right here on the parkway at Route 32. The SUV, the tail end of the SUV, just to give you the visual, the back wheels are up on the guardrail. Underneath the back wheels is the guy's trunk in the red vehicle that he hit, or whoever hit whom here, I guess, at this point. Whom or what? I don't know. Whatever is grammatically correct. The wrecker is now there, and they're trying to separate them and get them a room at the Quality Inn, which is just off the interstate here, just off of 290. Stop this stuff. Stop this. It's not dark anymore.
So the park police are there. It's slow both directions, and there's a lot of stuff going on, so you really have to pay attention. And like I say, this other new wreck is now northbound at 197, also on the parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Reminds me of that old commercial, Ford drives Subaru. Remember that? Well, you're... Fox 25 Weather Authority.
I think this is Hyundai driving a Nash.
Yeah, exactly. Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off clear in the 60s. By this afternoon, partly cloudy. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s. Actually, the weekend looks to be pretty nice. Going to be a nice weekend. And then we start seeing that heat build up back into the area by early next week. Midweek, it's going to be really, really hot. So at least one more weekend of pretty nice temperatures in the area. Right now, clear 67 in Annapolis, 61. In Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. News Nation anchor Chris Cuomo is being mocked for sharing an obviously fake AI-generated video of AOC speaking in Congress about Sidney Sweeney. How did he get duped again?
Yeah, right.
If you think this hurts Cuomo's career, think again. Now that he's been caught spreading fake news, he's an automatic for CNN.
Yes.
Ghislaine Maxwell will not be allowed to participate in her new prison's service dog training program for inmates. Maxwell insists she doesn't want to train your dogs. She just wants to groom them. FDA has approved a breakthrough eye drop that fixes near vision problems so people can see things up close without glasses.
Wow.
Oh. Now, this is great news for me because I'd love to ditch my cheater glasses. I can just see it now. Where did I leave my eye drops? Oh, they're on my head. A suspect has been arrested for throwing a sex toy onto the court during a WNBA game. His name is Caden Lopez, and he's 18 years of age. And he said that it was due to a TikTok challenge.
Okay.
Apparently sponsored by the WNBA. Just kidding, folks. Director James Cameron says that if AI is ever paired with military weapons, it could result in Terminator-style apocalypse.
Sure.
Well, yeah. The only problem with that is, you know, you have to get through the first one. There are sequels to come.
Yes.
You know, it's just never ending.
We already know how to kill them.
Yeah. During his visit to the White House, Apple CEO Tim Cook gifted President Trump with a glass apple-shaped statue set in a 24-karat gold base.
Wow.
Trump said, "That looked great in my new $200 million ballroom." You know? That's what he was doing up on the roof the other day.
Sure. Yeah. Right. And he just pisses everybody off when he does it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, particularly the Secret Service, because he's just proved that you can actually walk on a sloped roof.
Yeah. National Pickleball Day. Have you ever played pickleball?
No.
You probably haven't.
I have one.
It's a gift to orthopedic surgeons.
Have you played, Chuck?
I have.
Yeah. Is it fun?
Yeah, they have 8 courts there where we live.
Wow.
And a guy I played golf with, and I played one day. Mm-hmm. It's all right.
How much did your paddle cost?
I don't know. It was his.
Oh, it was his paddle. He shared his paddle.
I'm not buying anything. I played golf. I didn't want to mess up my game.
Did you use golf balls?
No. We could. I guess that would make things interesting. Especially when you slam it across
the net.
Exactly. It hits the guy in the pills, you know?
It used to be National Tennis Day, but they've now taken over, instead of tennis, now calling it pickleball, because more people play pickleball now than play tennis.
I don't get the, you know, I've watched some of these where these professional people are playing pickleball now.
Yeah.
And the little, you know, bump, bump across the net, bump, bump, and then pretty soon they get bump, 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 bump. You know, so like, I guess they warm up to that, and then they start hitting it all over the place.
Yeah. So it's there are teams. I think doesn't Tom Brady own one of the pickleball franchises?
Yeah.
I think they've all invested in these things now. It's a big.
There's a gang of them down here.
Yeah, you can find them. It's like almost as riveting as professional cornhole on ESPN.
And axe throwing.
Exactly.
I think they should combine them all at the same thing. You should throw the axes at the pickleball players.
Who gets to be goalie?
I'm only kidding. If you play pickleball, I mean, they're throwing axes. Come on.
Look, it's exercise, and that's a good thing. People are getting exercise playing pickleball. But I did talk with a physical therapy person that I know in one office, and he's saying it has been gangbusters for orthopedic surgeons and for physical therapy offices. Mm-hmm. Keep playing pickleball because they're saying the people are coming in droves now.
Everybody I know that plays it here wears a knee brace.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, obviously I have a lot of visits with orthopedic surgeons, and they say the same thing. They say it's a gift. Their practices are thriving because of pickleball.
Yeah. So they're probably behind the sponsoring now. Get rid of tennis day, making it a national pickleball day.
How about just hit yourself in the knee with a hammer day? Wouldn't it be easier?
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. The lines are open now if you want to weigh in. Should the census exclude illegal aliens? How do you do that? Because the census is not supposed to be taken until 2030. So we're halfway through the last census. So there's a logistics question here. Give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And the Best in the Morning Drive available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Rumble and Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So the $64,000 question is, how would it impact the census? Well, the census counts have obviously used to apportion the House votes.
Yeah.
Determine the number of votes each state gets in the Electoral College for selecting the president, and drive the flow of trillions of dollars in government funding to those states. And as I said, up to 30 seats could be impacted, and the Democrats could lose 30 House seats. When you look at states like California, blue states that have large populations of illegal aliens, maybe even Maryland, red states such as Louisiana, Missouri, Montana, Ohio, and North Carolina could all gain up to one seat in the House. California, in the last in the 2010 census, lost three seats. Texas and Florida would have lost each a seat. But things have changed now as more people have left California and gone to Texas, more people leaving New York going to Florida. And that's the reason why they're trying to redistrict in the House in Texas, which you have five seats there, four of which are in the Houston area, one of which is the old Barbara Jordan seat. And that has led to the Democrats becoming fugitives in their own state, leaving there. Stephen Miller, and we'll hear from him in just a second, but he weighs in on the potential impact. But I just think that when you're counting, because you're counting for what? You're counting for votes, all right? So if you're counting to apportion votes, doesn't make sense. So illegal aliens can't vote, then you wouldn't count them because of that.
Yeah. And doesn't it make sense if you're counting for where the congressional seats exist, the same logic would apply. You don't count people who are visiting this country, students from some foreign country who are here just long enough to get their education and leave and go home without ever becoming a U.S. citizen.
So illegals.
Thus being able to, not being able to vote.
Right. Illegals, tourists, student visas. And maybe there are others who would be qualified or exempt from the census because they're not here permanently. They're
correct.
Just temporarily here, and they shouldn't be counted as free persons or as the Constitution lays out. So get your thoughts on that. We'll hear from Stephen Miller coming up next here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
6:23 right now, Sean. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so they poured some cold water on these two vehicles that were together.
That's nice.
Now they've they separated one from the other. So now one is against the guardrail, the other one's on the back end of a rollback, and we're at least making some progress, getting some lanes open. BW Parkway in the area at Route 32. Most of the backup is southbound. Traffic is getting by on the right shoulder. They've reopened most of the lanes northbound. I just looked at the camera near the wreck at 197 on the northbound side. Whatever was there looks like it may be gone, and there's no backup at Powder Mill Road, so that's good news for the traffic heading north. Brief delays starting to form up a little bit now with heavier traffic southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Friday and the weekend. We start off a little bit clear and in the 60s, and then we cloud up a little bit later on this afternoon. Highs in the low to mid-80s. Weekend stays dry. Temperatures in the low to mid-80s. Heat and humidity return next week. Right now, 62 and sunny in Ellicott City, 61 in Reisterstown. So the other night on Sean Hannity's program, Stephen Miller, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff and immigration genius behind the Trump's first term, talked about excluding illegal aliens from the next census and during this recount that the president has ordered to be conducted by the Department of Commerce.
Democrats rigged the 2020 census by including illegal aliens. Remember, they sued Donald Trump. They sued the administration. They fought tooth and nail to include illegal aliens in the census. 20 to 30 of House Democrat seats wouldn't exist but for illegal aliens. Texas is taking just a small corrective step against this ocean of fraud, this ocean of abuse by the corrupt Democrat Party, Sean.
Yeah, and you look at it, the corrupt Democrat Party, this is their scheme. This is the reason why Trump, and Trump knows this, and this is why he's ordering this, because it's triggering the left. So let's look at what the Democrat Party does with illegal aliens. They opened up the borders completely. Had we don't even know what the exact number is. It is believed to be in the tens of millions of illegals that came into this country. And then they spread out, because every border, every state now is a border state, but they do flock to certain states, which are illegal alien friendly, that are sanctuary states like California, like Illinois, like New York, etc. And they go there. So what happens when you have an influx of illegal aliens coming into your state? Couple of things. One, you're going to get, especially during a census year, you're going to count them. All right, because President Trump, he lost that battle in 2020 during the census by the courts, and so once you are counting those illegal aliens, now you're going to get more seats. Okay, so you get more seats apportioned in the House, you get more funding from the federal government for your state, and then here's the dirty little secret, you now have potential, of course they don't vote, the illegal aliens, but you now have all these ballots, since we have mail-in ballots, you can print these mail-in ballots based on the number of people that you have registered, or the census say you have in your state, and then they go around and they send these mail-in ballots to fake addresses. Addresses and so on and so forth, and are filled out by NGOs and other ballot harvesting operations that the Democrats fund and organize.
That way they can basically write as many additional votes as they need. They don't have to actually wait till people leave the building and then bring them off from under the desk. So this counting illegals leads to corruption in the voting process, leads to a distortion of where representation should be, and the numbers that you quote are correct. You have 30 additional seats. Well, let's say that you split them 60-40 Republican. That adds to the Republican majority in the House.
The 30 seats is what the Democrats could lose in this if you exclude illegal aliens, because it's going to really impact those states that, like California, that are sanctuary states for these illegals. You could lose seats based on that, especially if you're deporting them.
Yeah.
And if you're not, first off, how do you count somebody who's been deported? Okay? So let's say they were here in 2020.
You send Chris Van Hollen down to get their ballot.
Send them down with a couple of margaritas.
Yes.
And to get their ballot, whatever.
Easy solution.
Yeah. But obviously, that is another dilemma. When you have people that are in the country illegally, and now we have ICE going around and rounding up the worst of the worst and some others. I had a friend tell me the other day in the medical profession that one of their surgeons had to be deported. Because she was here as a doctor on a guest visa that had expired. Now, I don't know how, it's like the pastor down on the Eastern Shore that was, and Congressman Andy Harris is now saying it was, the administration was well within their rights to deport somebody on an expired visa, and I would agree. If you're here and you do not renew your visa, you let it expire, we don't know if you have ill intent, whether you're a pastor, whether you're an operating surgeon, we just don't know. So out you go. It's incumbent upon you to know when your visa expires and to get it renewed. If not, you are deported or you're kicked out of the country. country.
And you go to your telephone, you go to whatever email you're using, there's going to be a calendar attached. You put down the date and the calendar when you have to take care of it, and you pay attention to your calendar. Even really busy people like surgeons can figure out how to do that, I would think. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or your favorite song, or maybe conversations with old friends? Maybe you know somebody is missing parts of sentences, can't quite hear you, hand goes to the ear, oh, it's a loud room, etc., etc., etc. If this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Coming up on 6:30, time for your latest news headlines. And coming up next, we'll take a look at Texas DPS FBI tracking down fugitive Democrats who fled the state. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Jury deliberations expected to resume today in the trial of a man charged in a fatal shooting of the Baltimore MTA bus. James Richburg charged with first-degree murder in the November shooting death of William Womack. During the trial, Richburg took the stand, claiming the shooting was in self-defense. Closing arguments delivered Thursday. The jury was sent home after more than 5 hours of deliberations. Anne County Police have arrested three teens and two adults after a carjacked vehicle was found in Annapolis. Police responded to the 100 block of Jennifer Road, where the car was found empty with the keys in the ignition and a BB gun inside. The suspects were identified through a surveillance video. Police determined the vehicle had been taken from Denton. Police later arrested 55-year-old Devine Copper and 33-year-old Daniel Dyott, along with two 16-year-olds and a 17-year-old, who are all now going to be charged with, I guess, carjacking. 19-year-old accused of impersonating a Maryland State Police trooper apparently rented a room from that trooper. A WBOC-TV over in Salisbury reports that Jaden Ballard rented the room after meeting the trooper through ride-alongs and allegedly took pictures of himself in the trooper's uniform and posted them on social media. Governor Wes Moore has announced $17 million in state funding for energy-efficient projects for the Maryland schools. The grants are made possible through Decarbonizing Public Schools Program, which focuses on strategies for promoting clean and efficient energy use and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. On the Eastern Shore, the projects include $2.5 million to replace propane cooling systems at Pocomoke Elementary, East Salisbury Elementary, and will be receiving $1 million to install a rooftop solar system. 6:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, oh, deep high breath.
Five. High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
6:33, Talk Radio 680, WCVM, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The accident on the parkway southbound at Route 32. They're still blocking the left-hand lane. One of the vehicles has been picked up. The other one still has to be towed away. Heavy damage to the rear of that vehicle. So they're blocking the left-hand lane. They're now letting the right lane get by. There was about a half mile back up, maybe a little bit more southbound. and most of the back of northbound is gone. Just a little bit of slowing right there at the scene. Just looked at the harbor tunnels. We are good to go right now on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off mild for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies and highs mainly in the low to mid 80s, still below average for this time of year. We'll see the dry conditions for the weekend and temps in the 80s. Heat and humidity come back next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens opened their 2025 preseason schedule last night with a bang against their opponent, the Colts.
On second down, to give it to Mitchell. Right side of the hole. He's to the 10. Mitchell to the 5. Touchdown, Ravens! Keaton Mitchell is back, and the Ravens are in front.
And then after the bang, how about this boom?
Field this one cleanly. And again, he's got an alley. Wester at the 30. Two men to beat. Wester could be gone.
He's gone.
Midfielder rolling. And the rookie, sixth round draft pick, will take it to the house. LaJonte Wester, 87 yards.
Terry Sandusky had the calls on Ravens TV as Baltimore established their speed and physicality in a 24-16 win over the Colts last night. It was preseason, albeit, but still the Ravens offense rushed for 177 yards, including 68 by Mitchell. The defense put good pressure on Indy quarterbacks all night. Here's Coach Harbaugh after the game.
We had big kick returns, and we had our defensive ends coming off the edge. We got some sacks and got some TFLs, so a lot of good things to look at. And a lot of things to work on.
Now, one major injury to talk about. This happened to rookie Bilal Kone on a pass defense in the corner of the end zone, a torn ACL and MCL. Kone is out for the year. Fellow rookie Malachi Starks in the postgame.
I mean, you never want to see it. Football is a 100% rate of injury. You never know when it's going to happen, but it sucks. He's been working really hard to be in a position. His story, it's amazing.
Now, there was no Lamar and no Zay Flowers last night, but there are teams that do play their first teamers in preseason game one.
Late blitz coming. Burrow finds his man, and Jamar Chase is going to coast into the end zone.
Call on Eagles TV. Joe Burrow to Jamar Chase for 36 yards and a score. The Eagles, however, tush-push their way past the Bengals. 34-27 was the final. After averaging over 28,000 fans in 2024, Orioles attendance is down to 22,000 this year, a major league high minus 20%. So the natural reaction to that is raise prices. On average, 3%. Also gone are the longstanding 13-29 game plans. In its place, 20-40 game plans. GM Mike Elias, though, with a reminder that the Orioles' young core is still intact.
We have an extremely exciting group of young players on the Orioles that we've all come to enjoy, and these guys are still here. They're fighting hard. They're aware as a group of where we're at.
And we're going to try to fight hard tonight as the Athletics come to town to open up a six-game homestand. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it's all starting to make sense now.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
As you can tell, my voice is a little under the weather today, so I'm sorry about that.
I know. Was that from rooting in the press box?
No, there's no rooting in the press box. That's from talking in the press box. I do the public address announcing up there, so pardon me on that. The backlash is real though, and harsh to these ticket plans.
Yes, I would imagine.
You know, I was obviously online and looking at the responses, and I'm sure you can imagine ticket prices are up. I think people are more upset at the plans. You know, everybody loves the 13-game plan. Everybody right. loves the 29-game plan. Now the Orioles are pushing you to increase that to 20 and 40 game plans. There still is a 10 game plan, but the locations and the benefits are limited. So now they're pushing you to 20 and 40 at a time when the Orioles are playing poorly, and you got to wonder about the timing of it. And like I said in the opener, it's never a good time to announce a price increase, but now especially not good.
Yeah, well, if you wait until the end of the season, which they're going to lose even more games, it's going to be worse.
Right. I mean, it's going to be really difficult to watch this team the next 2 months because you don't even know who the players are
exactly.
for the most part.
Yeah, so.
Backlash is real. Never a good time. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah. And this comes at a time when they didn't spend a heck of a lot of money in the offseason last year.
No, I mean, they increased their payroll. I mean, they went from, like, 28th
to but the guys they needed to keep to stay competitive, like Burns and Santander, they let go.
Well, but Santander has basically been a nothing burger for Toronto. But you're right, though. They didn't do right by the fans. And we had it a couple days ago. Michael Elias actually apologized.
Yeah.
He said, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Very good. Mm-hmm. We'll get some, I'm sure, reaction from fans.
We will.
On those plans. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Down in Texas, they're actually taking some steps, at least at the governmental level, to see if they can't find the recalcitrant Dems and drag them into the House there so they can actually have a quorum and vote on this redistricting plan they have. Governor Greg Abbott says that actually Texas DPS officers are moving throughout the state looking for some Democrat voters, and not voters, but representatives, who may not have left the state. Now, they're not where they're supposed to be, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're hiding behind the governor of Illinois.
Texas Department of Public Safety officers are on the streets looking for those Democrat House members to arrest them and to take them to the Texas Capitol and hold them there until a quorum is reached.
Period. We're going to see if we can find them. We're going to arrest them. We're going to take them to the state house. And we're going to say, sit down, relax. I'll bring you a sandwich. And wait until we have a quorum. You can take your vote. And then you can go back in hiding wherever you want to go. As far as those representatives who left the state of Texas.
We don't know which Democrats remain in the state who are not yet identified. We don't know exactly how many are out of state. The Texas Department of Public Safety is also working with officials in other states to find ways in which we can try to arrest the Texas Democrat members in other states and bring them back to the state of Texas.
And the question is whether or not the other states will cooperate in that kind of an effort. Traditionally, they have not yet done so, but of course, governors and legislatures change over time. Last thing that's happened, I think, was in 21, I think, this happened. The Democrats decided to hold their breath until they turned blue then as well. Eventually, they came back. Eventually, the vote was taken, and eventually, that issue was resolved. I suspect that'll happen this time around as well. But there are those, like, for example, Congressman Al Green, who says that, no, what's going on here, it has to be addressed in a reasonable fashion. And they actually have to do something about helping the Democrats find a way.
He would impeach judges that differ with him. Mm-hmm. He would fire people that don't give him good news. He would change congressional districts just to get rid of people that have challenged him. But I want you to know this. The challenge is not over. It is not. Yes, we have brought challenges against him, and I want to assure you of this. There are no circumstances that will prevent me from continuing to challenge the bigotry emanating from the presidency in policy.
Al Green is the guy who occasionally gets kicked out of joint sessions of Congress because he misbehaves so routinely, and he gets his walking stick and he leaves. But he says, you know, Trump will be brought down. By that he means through electoral processes. By the way, he says that hold on, because we're going to impeach the dude again.
I will not stop, and I promise you, this president is going to. He's going to be brought down.
Yes.
He's going to be brought down. He has to be brought down. And I don't mean physically. I'm talking about politically. We will bring him down. He will be impeached again.
Oh, goody. That's something to look forward to. Green continued with a plea to those Democrats who have left Texas to just hang in there together.
just honoring the real Al Green by tying him to that clown.
6:43 right now.
Jeez.
Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
He just rolled over, I'm sure.
Yes, he did.
You know, bless his heart. I like him. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Northbound 95, here's a new wreck in Rosedale, just cleared to the shoulder near the Chesico Avenue Bridge. So if you're coming north from the city line, heading up to Rosedale, eventually up to the Beltway, room to get by. I would just stay out of the right lane. The first responders are going to be there, and they might crowd that a little bit. So you'll have plenty of room to get by to the left. They are still working on the wreck on the VW Parkway southbound at Route 32, and that still blocks the left-hand lane. Off and on, we've had between a half and a 1 mile backup southbound through there. No issues yet on the Beltway, though the west side has filled in just a bit between Liberty Road down through the ramps at Route 40, and then, as usual, gets better after Frederick Road down the hill towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off clear and mild today. Lows in the 60s here by this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy. Highs in the low to mid 80s. Where it stays most of the weekend is going to be pretty pleasant. The heat and humidity is going to return at some point early to midweek of next week. Right now, sunny, 64 in the city, 63 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of
But where does the meat go?
Yeah, that's the big question of the day. First off, we had where's the beef and where does the meat go?
Yeah.
Probably to Arby's because they have
the meat.
The meat.
Anything out at the buffet, it's in my pocket.
Baskin-Robbins launching a new cake in a box. As a layered ice cream cake assembled in a box for convenience, sharing, and any occasion. They're first. They're also welcoming new M&M's Monster Cookie ice cream as well at Baskin-Robbins.
Cake in a box.
Cake in a box. Yeah, think about it. I mean, you already get it, I think, at Carvel comes in a box.
Yeah, sure.
Sonic's introducing Snacky Hour. Just for you, Chuck.
Thank you. You
can get Snacky Hour?
Snacky Hour. You get a selection of snackable menu items for $1 each from 2 to 5 p.m. daily. For instance, they feature the Snacky Hour menu, $1 corn dogs, $1 two-piece mozzarella stick, $1 soft pretzel twist as well.
Mm.
Well, that's only during Snacky Hours, 2 to 5 p.m. Mondays through Fridays.
Okay.
Wendy's expanding its new beverage options, sparkling energy drinks. They have the cherry limeade sparkling energy drink, a pineapple citrus, and cold brew with cold foam. One wonders what is in there to create the energy. We're told 80 to 120 milligrams of caffeine.
Zing!
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Leinenkugel is turning its iconic summer shandy into an ice cream sandwich.
I think that's a horrible idea. Where are they? I want one.
Now, I've never had one of the Leinenkugel summer shandy. Have you?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, is it good?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like it. Slightly lemon thing on it. You know, it's nice. Yeah.
So, but would you like it in an ice cream sandwich?
I'd like to find out.
Okay. So, apparently, they'll feature the sweet shandy custard, 4.2% alcoholic beverage content, ripple of cheese fudge swirls, brandied cherries, and Kringle pastry layers as well. All from, apparently, the Kringle capital of the world. You should know where that is.
The Kringle capital?
Kringle capital of the world.
Where?
Racine.
Racine, Wisconsin?
Yes. Oh. All, again, between two shortbread cookies. Finally, you talk about promotions. Hellman's Mayonnaise put out a casting call for couples that were looking to get married. They called for chicken tender loving couples to get married for a dipping sauce commercial. And in exchange for agreeing, they let the brand's mascot, Manny Mayo, that's the mascot for Hellman's Mayo.
Of course he is.
Isn't he a shortstop?
Officiate.
At one point.
I think so. Officiate at a Las Vegas wedding chapel. They paid for the couple's all their travel expenses.
Yeah.
They paid for the wedding. They got a stipend, a wedding, and a lifetime of tender, loving happiness. They said it was a fairy tale wedding. And sure enough, Heather Schwering and Nick Phillips were the ones that tied the knot last weekend in Vegas with Manny Mayo officiating their wedding.
Okay, then.
Imagine the wedding picture.
Yes.
I'll dip with you forever. That was one of the signs of the. I think it's a great idea. I think you and Debbie ought to think about renewing your vows. You could get married by the buffet at Golden Corral.
Sure.
And then you could honeymoon in the fountains. What do you think?
Maybe our first marriage.
Yes. Under the golden arches, perhaps.
Yes. No. I went to Niagara Falls. Slowly I turned. Step by step.
It might be a new thing. Who knows? But
I think, listen, that's an IBF-approved function.
That is. If they're going to pay for everything, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently it is official. I've checked to see whether or not, you know, they were.
I just realized the other day there's several people. Samantha Brown, you know who she is?
Yes.
She does all these travel
shows. Right, right.
She has to be inducted into the IBF Hall of Fame. She talks these people into, I'll come to your city and tell you how much people should live there. And you give us a hotel, you feed us, and we walk around, and, you know, it's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
That's IBF approved.
It's similar to Mr. Media, if you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah,
Mr. Media is, he was Samantha Brown before Samantha Brown even knew she was Samantha Brown.
That's true. How come at all those media parties, people came out we hadn't seen in 40 years?
I know, because it was all free.
Yeah, exactly. Lived under the expressway for crying out loud. Showed up.
People who still are at the city fair from years ago.
I know.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Coming up on 6:50. By the way, the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is launching a criminal investigation into Beto O'Rourke's PAC for unlawfully funding the runaway Democrats in Texas. And now he's finding out, as part of his investigation, that George Soros was also funding this PAC from Beto O'Rourke that they were funding the fugitive Democrats.
Now, is it Beto O'Rourke who's going to be on the hook, or the legislators who accepted compensation?
Well, it's both. You cannot offer a bribe to a Texas legislator to induce any to vote or not to vote. Either one would be a bribe. So it's a felony. I think it's a class 2 felony in Texas to offer the bribe, and it's also a felony to accept that bribe. Mm-hmm. So they might be in a little bit of legal hot water. We shall see.
Yeah.
Coming up next, could it happen here in Maryland? We'll find out. Tim Kyle Electric, heating and cooling. A reminder that if you're having some issues with your AC, the hot weather's coming back midweek of next week. And if your AC's not operating efficiently or not operating at all, you got problems, call Tim Kyle today. Get an appointment on the books. Come out, check your air conditioning unit, make sure that the filters are clear or have been changed, and you've got refrigerant in the system, as well as making sure those coils aren't freezing up, because that could also cause problems, and might just need to, you know, have some maintenance performed on it, and that might be enough to just take care of it and get it through the next season. So I would do it today. 410-876-9404. Call Tim Kyle, get him out to your house like they've done for Bruce and myself. 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com.
Ever feel like your money runs out before the month does? I'm Mark McVeary. For over 30 years, I've helped homeowners 62 and older use a federally insured reverse mortgage to eliminate mortgage payments and other debts, and finally get some breathing room. Your home is your biggest asset. Why not use it to make life easier? If you're ready to stop the juggling act and make a real change, call now. 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. You know, it's been known to happen that people have combined personal and business opportunities.
Anybody in mind?
Well, when Viv and I got married, I was doing some work for an insurance company out of Philadelphia, some live presentations for them. And they said, we have this live presentation for you to do. They told me the date. We got married on a Saturday. It was that following Monday. I said, I'm sorry, I can be on my honeymoon. I said, well, where are you honeymooning? We said San Francisco. I said, well, the live presentation's in Phoenix. What if we pay for your flight to San Francisco and back? And you spend, I mean, you'll be in San Francisco on Monday evening. Presentation's like at 11 o'clock in the morning.
So wait a minute. We were finding another that for your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Vivian had to watch you give a live presentation.
Oh, no, she was asleep in the room.
In Phoenix.
She was asleep in the room.
Wow, really romantic stuff there, Bruce.
Yes, but basically they paid for the honeymoon. So, you know, we decided, oh, what the hell? We'll stop in Phoenix on the way. We stayed at this hotel that had been designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, kind of cool. Did the presentation, went on the honeymoon. It all worked out. So, and that's when Chuck made me an honorary member of the IPF.
It sounds like to me, like most of your marriage, that Vivian is normally asleep in the room.
for virtually every important event, yes.
Yes, except for maybe one or two.
No, actually, then two. 6:53,
then
traffic.
Two, no doubt.
Traffic and weather.
Tell us more, please, to help with the
no,
traffic.
I don't think so. Traffic okay. And weather on the threes, Chuck.
Outer loop of the Beltway. On the west side, still looks just fine. No problems there. The Parkville side is clear. Not even really a brief delay at all at this point. Going into both the harbor tunnels, all the lanes are open. They cleared the wreck. All the lanes are back open now. BW Parkway southbound at Route 32. On the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, there's an accident there. I think they just got to the shoulder. It's on the outer loop at Route 450. May back up a little bit there as you're coming up from the ramps at Route 50 and working your way up into College Park. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off clear this morning and we'll be in the 60s, obviously, by this afternoon, partly cloudy and high in the low to mid 80s. Where it's going to stay for most of the weekend. Going to be a pretty nice, pleasant weekend with that heat and humidity creeping back into the area starting early next week, midweek, of course, at the latest. Right now, we're looking at, Pasadena sunny and 65 and 63. In Parkville, and of course, one of those Texas Democrats that has fled. His name is Lloyd Doggett, and Lloyd Doggett weighed in on other states, and should other states follow suit what the Texas Democrats are doing?
And it's really important that the people of Missouri respond, people of Indiana, of Kentucky, of one state after another, and in those states where Democrats have some control of the government, in Maryland, in Washington State, there may be some others. They need to look at this because it can't be fair in one state with total outrageous conduct in another to protect Donald Trump.
Now, let's talk about fair for a moment, shall we? In eight states, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, Hawaii, New Mexico, Connecticut, and Delaware, not a single Republican has a House seat. Not one. Is that fair? Are you telling us no Republicans are in those states? Of course not. In three states, Maryland, Oregon, and Maine, only one Republican House seat. And in three other blue states, Colorado, Minnesota, and Illinois, they only have 2 to 5 Republican House seats in the entire state.
You take a look at California. California, a presidential election, votes around 60-40, roughly, maybe 55-45 Democrat, rather reliably. But that's still around 40% of the population is Republican, and they have around 17% of the seats.
Yeah, I think the top five, as we mentioned the stat the other day by Pat Fallon of Texas, top five blue states, Democrats control 79% of those seats. In top five red states, Republicans control 69%. So it's still a 10-point gap there. Maryland's House Majority Leader David Moon, Democrat from the People's Republic of Montgomery County, says he will sponsor legislation in this upcoming General Insane Asylum session to trigger redistricting in Maryland if Texas or any other state holds redistricting ahead of the census. So they're after that one lone Republican seat currently held by Andy Harris. Andy Harris says, basically, bring it on. Quote, I want Republican colleagues. So he is welcoming the fact that let's open it up. Let's get into the redistricting here. And Larry Hogan, Lockdown Larry, weighing in on an op-ed in this morning's paper saying that they went through this process and Democrats did a basically extreme gerrymandering. It went to the courts. The court ruled it, knocked it out, said it was an extreme partisan gerrymander. And he says that this now, this latest attempt, he said, really is it's not voter demand. It's not court ordered. It's short-sighted, knee-jerk partisan reaction to something happening 1,000 miles away. But my point is this, Bruce. Again, who started this nonsense? Okay, we watch now as Democrats have, without even batting an eye, have looked to maximize their representation in states that they have dominated of late. Mm-hmm. Yep. California, Maryland, Massachusetts. There are 8 states now. No Republicans representation whatsoever in Congress in those 8 states. So, again, we've learned from you. Okay? We've learned this is how it's done. You've set the tone. You've showed us the path. You've showed us the way. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to cry crocodile tears for the Democrat Party right now, because what goes around comes around.
Yeah, if you want to look at who started this, then look at Elbridge Gerry, who was, I think, the governor of Massachusetts at the time, and for whom gerrymandering is named. And I guess that's the early 1800s, around 1809 or thereabouts. So it goes that far back. The solution, of course, would be to take it out of the hands of politicians entirely. Some states have done that successfully, but I don't see that that's a real prospect in the long term.
Yeah, this is why the Democrats are fighting this, though. The Supreme Court signaled last Friday it is likely to rehear Louisiana versus Calais, a case that challenges the idea of race-based congressional districts. If they rule against this, other states are going to follow, and then we're going to see Democrats could lose as many as 25 seats just on race-based redistricting, and could lose up to 30 seats based on illegal aliens not being counted in the census. So you're looking, that's 55 seats. That's why they are melting down and trying to play all this street theater games. All right, stick with us here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It is 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rick Thomason. President Trump is boosting the federal law enforcement presence in Washington, D.C., at least for the next week or so.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the city has been plagued by violent crime, and the increased federal presence will protect innocent citizens. The move follows the president's suggestion Monday that his administration could take over running the city.
Either they're going to straighten their act out in the terms of government and in terms of protection, or we're going to have to federalize and run it the way it's supposed to be run.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A woman and a suspect are dead. 2 Pennsylvania state troopers hospitalized in stable condition. They are expected to recover. This in Northeast PA.
Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Colonel Chris Paris says a woman, Lori Wasco, was shot and killed by a neighbor outside her home in rural Thompson. The man then fired at 2 troopers who responded to her boyfriend's 911 call.
They were ambushed by several rounds of rifle fire.
The commissioner says they're thankful the troopers Joseph Parachinsky and William Jenkins were not killed.
Despite being very severely wounded, Trooper Parachinsky was able to tourniquet both arms of Trooper Jenkins with some further assistance, and their cars where they had arrived and gotten out of were also riddled with gunfire.
Audio courtesy WNEP. I'm Jennifer King.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel has no interest in governing Gaza but would like to transfer control of the region to Arab forces who will govern properly and not threaten Israel. Prime Minister spoke following the Israeli Security Cabinet's approval of a plan to have the military take charge of Gaza City. Deadline day for Russia. President Trump threatening Moscow with harsh new sanctions if it refuses to agree to a Ukraine ceasefire. The Dow futures up 105 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 74. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And Vacation You forgets all your worries. Vacation You doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But Regular You knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because Vacation You doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation You and Regular You really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Good morning. It's 7:03 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new minor wreck on the BW Parkway. I haven't seen it yet. I don't see any impact, but reportedly northbound on the parkway near 198. So if you're coming north out of Prince George's County, heads up for that. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County, not really a big deal, but some slowing. Outer loop, the wreck near the ramp at Route 450. Just made this swing now through Annapolis. We're right here at Sandy Point. All is well. The big bridge is clear. Two lanes eastbound, three lanes westbound. And for right now, no backup. We're doing fine at I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off mild for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies and highs mainly in the low to mid 80s, still below average for this time of year. We'll see the dry conditions for the weekend and temps in the 80s. Heat and humidity come back next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Glen Burnie has 65 degrees. Hunt Valley has 65. 67 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Governor Wes Moore has announced $17 million in state funding for energy efficiency projects in Maryland schools. The grants are made possible through the Decarbonizing Public Schools program, which focuses on strategies for promoting clean and efficient energy use and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. In the Eastern Shore, projects include $2.5 million to replace propane cooling systems at Pocomoke Elementary and East Salisbury Elementary in Wicomico, receiving $1 million to install a rooftop solar system. 30 projects are being funded statewide. A Jewish-owned business in Baltimore County has been hit by an apparent anti-Semitic act of vandalism. A county councilman, Issa Patoka, posted a photo of kitchen design by Iden on Falls Road with the Israeli flag smeared in red paint, and the paint was also splattered on the walkway and the door of the business. Patoka says when it comes to expressions of hate, there can be no tolerance, and a report has been filed with the police. Senator Chris Van Hollens is also reacting to the incident, saying anti-Semitism has no place anywhere, period. The leader of a neo-Nazi group has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for plotting to attack Maryland's power grid back in 2023. Brandon Clint Russell of Orlando, Florida, convicted in February for planning to blow the electric substations up in the Boulder area. Sarah Beth Clendaniel of Catonsville, also convicted in the plot. Last year, she was sentenced to 18 years in prison. Authorities estimate the attacks would have caused excess damage of $75 million. 7:06 on WCBM. Next, it's Style and Sport.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Ravens fans holding their breath last night as Tyler Loop came on for a 52-yard field goal attempt after missing earlier from 46.
Loop from 52. Kick on the way. It has plenty of distance. It is right down the middle and
Sandusky had the call on Ravens TV. Loop, in his NFL debut, knocks through one of two and all three PATs. John Harbaugh on Loop in the postgame.
Tyler, I thought Tyler did a nice job. You know, he hit the stubbed his toe on the ground a little bit in that one and just kind of made the ball move a little bit left. Perfect other than that. But to see him bounce back on the next kick, especially after getting kind of pushed back into the longer field goal, I thought was really a big step up for him.
Orioles will be back home tonight, taking on the Athletics at 7:05 for the first of three. Tomo Sugano will be on the hill. This in the wake of the Birds announcing ticket price increases and a change in ticket plans yesterday amid a dismal season. On average, costs will rise 3%, fans being steered to 20 and 40 game plans from the long-beloved 13 and 29 game plans. And finally, there's this. A self-described crypto enthusiast told ESPN he is part of a group that orchestrated recent sex toy stunts that have disrupted five WNBA games in the past 10 days. The man who spoke on the condition of anonymity over video conference said that the stunts were meant to market a crypto coin that his online community has created. The man uses Lieutenant Daldo Rain, so now it makes sense, as his username on X. That's a nod to the Brad Pitt character in the movie Inglourious Basterds. The time now is... what is it? Oh, it's coming up in 30 minutes. This story got me all kerfuffled. A windy day at the Marlin Open.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm wondering if this Daldo Rains guy is available for sports.
Just moving on.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is our local number. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, the left's lawfare tactics continue. We'll explain. The Biden-Harris regime has run the largest sex trafficking ring in history. Another whistleblower has come forward. We have her compelling audio testimony. But our top story here is that President Trump is bound and determined to do something about the crime in D.C. and wants to federalize. That means take over our nation's capital.
Yeah, that's right. Particularly after one of the members of the Doge team, a guy they nicknamed Big Balls, got himself clobbered by some street thugs in Washington, D.C. He managed to get his girlfriend, his female cohort, whatever, into the car and into safety. And he managed to stay vertical, which was probably something that saved his life until the police arrived, while people beat on him. And this is happening in downtown D.C. There's no excuse for this in the nation's capital. That's also the view of the president.
The crime is ridiculous. I could show you a chart comparing D.C. to other locations, and you're not going to want to see what it looks like. It was just up on television, actually, they were showing it. Now, we want to have a great, safe capital. And we're going to have it. And that includes cleanliness and it includes other things. We have a capital that's very unsafe. You know, we just almost lost a young man, beautiful, handsome guy that got the hell knocked out of him the night before last.
Yeah, before I fully adapted to the grid pattern and exactly how the streets in D.C. are laid out, I found myself years ago driving through a neighborhood where I realized that there's a reason that they have locks on car doors. And I felt profoundly uncomfortable then as I was driving slowly.
Were you in a costume?
No, actually, I was on the east southeast side, and it was not a very pleasant place right then.
Before they gentrified it,
exactly right. Yeah. Yep. But Trump says that the federal government, this administration, will do something about D.C. if the people in D.C. are incapable of actually running their own show.
We're going to do something about it. So whether you call it federalized or what, and that also includes the graffiti that you see, the papers all over the place, the roads that are in bad shape, the medians that are falling down, the median in between roads that's falling down. We're going to beautify the city. We're going to make it beautiful. And what a shame. The rate of crime, the rate of muggings, killings, and everything else, we're not going to let it. And that includes bringing in the National Guard, maybe very quickly, too.
Yeah, this has been going on for years. There have been parts of Washington, D.C. that are apparently safe, and then something happens where you realize nowhere in that city is completely safe. Trump says that for the image of this country and for the safety of those people who live there, D.C. has to be well-run.
We have to run D.C. This has to be the best-run place in the country, not the worst-run place in the country. And it has so much potential. And we're going to take care of it. You're going to be safe. You're going to be safe walking down streets. You're not going to get mugged.
Yeah, and you know what? That is a laudable goal. If it requires a federal takeover and the end of home rule while it happens, I think I'm okay with that. And I don't care who's in the White House. Our city streets must be safe, not just in D.C., but, of course, take a look at Cincinnati as the most recent example of what happens if they're not. 713 right now, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the update on the wreck on the BW Parkway. It's northbound. This is a new wreck, third one of the morning, northbound this time near 198, and it is blocked and being confirmed now into the left-hand lane. So that would be a single lane on the northbound side if you're working your way up from the area of the Capitol Beltway, Powder Mill Road, and up through that area towards 198, getting a backup. I don't think southbound can see it. Doesn't appear to be too slow right now through there. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway has now cleared from the outer loop at Route 450 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off clear in the 60s. By this afternoon, partly cloudy highs in the low to mid 80s. Weekend pretty much going to be dry. Temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Heat and humidity return next week. Sunny and 66 in Dundalk, 67 in Arnold. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So as we eclipse the 200-day mark of the Trump second term of his presidency, there are many accomplishments, many promises made, many promises kept. But here, I'm focusing on the six biggest, I think, right now. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which was signed in law on 4th of July, is his legacy legislation. Delivering on a range of campaign promises, from tax cuts to the border. You also have many of his executive orders, I think 33 of them, if I'm not mistaken, that have now been codified into law. There's the EU trade deal, which is going to be huge for American consumers and American companies. There's the fact that the border is now secure. Zero illegal aliens admitted into the United States since April. And now negative net migration. For the first time in 50 years. He's the peacemaker in chief. Just yesterday, announcing a historic peace summit between Armenia and Azerbaijan. That'll be the latest, folks. And of course, we'll get to Putin here in just a second and Ukraine. The trillions of dollars in investment pouring into the United States by foreign companies and reshoring of American companies back in the United States. And finally, again, these are the six biggest in my estimation, protecting women and children from the effects of trans ideology in women's sports, in women's opportunities and in restrooms, locker rooms, bathrooms, you name it. So six of the biggest wins in the first 200 days. And yesterday at the White House, Steve Moore, his National Economic Advisor, they had a series of charts where they showed that President Trump, his economy 10 times better than the economy of Joe Biden. They also used charts to prove the BLS error or intentional job creation that was given to the Biden-Harris regime, and then suddenly, right after the election, over 900,000 of those jobs just suddenly disappeared.
That's a gigantic error, and I don't know if she's...
It might not have been an error, that's the bad part. If it was an error, it would be one thing. I don't think it's an error. I think they did it purposely.
Yeah, I think they did it purposely as well. As to Putin, again, there are bumps and starts, and the guy just seems like he wants to cut a deal. Then he makes another attack, and right now, President Trump says it's entirely up to Putin as to whether or not these sanctions are due to go in effect today. Very severe sanctions on Russia.
We're going to see what he has to say. It's going to be up to him. Very disappointed.
President's not just supporting the 2028 Olympics, he's running them. He took a bold and patriotic step this week and signed an executive order establishing one of the most decisive committees of his administration. This is the presidential task force that he himself will chair, overseeing the preparations of the 28 Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games in Los Angeles. Now, he's not making promises. He's leading the charge. He wants these games to go off. They'd be secure, that they'd be one of the best games in the history of the United States. So you look at it, you got the 250th birthday of the nation next year in 2028. You got the Summer Olympics and much, much more. President Trump announcing a replacement for a vacancy on the Federal Reserve Board. This is not the chair, but this is to replace outgoing Governor Adriana Kugler. Dr. Stephen Moran will be now. He was a White House economic advisor. Another sign that things are going well, remittances to Mexico are down 16% in June, the biggest drop ever. So that is good news. As to the career of Howard Stern following Stephen Colbert, President Trump was asked about yesterday at the White House.
Do you think the hate Trump business model that's been in the entertainment business is going out of business because it's not popular with the American people?
Well, it hasn't worked, and it hasn't worked really for a long time, and I would say pretty much from the beginning. Colbert has no talent. I mean, I could take anybody here. I could go outside on the beautiful streets and pick a couple of people that do just as well or better. They get higher ratings than he did. He's got no talent. Fallon has no talent. Kimmel has no talent. They're next. They're going to be going. I hear they're going to be going. I don't know, but I would imagine because they get, you know, Colbert has better ratings than Kimmel or Fallon. You know that. Howard Stern, it's a name I haven't heard. I used to do a show, we used to have fun, but I haven't heard that name in a long time. What happened? He got terminated?
Yeah, they're going to separate ways because I think what they're offering salary-wise is real low than what he's getting.
You know when he went down?
Whenever you want.
You know when he went down? No, before, when he endorsed Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the end. He also pronounced Gayle King's career is over. She should have stayed with her belief in Trump. She never had the courage to do so. No talent, no ratings, no strength. So another one gone. Ghislaine Maxwell reportedly told the Justice Department Trump never did anything concerning around her. She never saw any concerning behavior whatsoever, according to Ghislaine Maxwell. Let's keep in mind she's trying to proffer a deal, okay? Trump administration is saving jobs, kicking 1,500 non-English-speaking truckers off the road. If you can't speak it English, you're not driving the trucks. That's it in a nutshell. And then is this an olive branch from the president towards the first White House first buddy, Elon Musk?
I don't know if the poll's accurate. I think he's a good person. I think he had a bad moment, really bad moment. But he's a good person. I believe that.
Elon Musk being named the most unpopular figure in the United States, and he says he's a good person. Finally, Secret Service has abruptly halted security clearance renewal for the former director, Kimberly Cheadle. Can't imagine why, as we saw multiple assassination attempts against President while she was the Secret Service director. That's the way it went down, 201 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 7:21, more on the president, increasing federal law enforcement in D.C. Coming up at the top of the hour, the world's largest global sex trafficking ring was run right here, out of the United States of America, right under the nose of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Hi. It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Rob Parson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, Trump has ended six wars in 6 months. It also took big balls for the GOP to finally say we're done with inner city violence.
Might I suggest that from this moment on, the rest of this discourse is conducted by those with brains larger than a grape.
Plus Tony Kennett from the Daily Signal, the great Mary Walter, and Christian Toto from Hollywood and Toto, noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Parson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23 right now, Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes, and a report on the secret wildlife of automobiles. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Everybody's all cooled off now.
That's good.
I saw the last car going away. He was smoking a cigarette as he was going down the parkway.
It's okay. We're following too close, man.
Yeah. There's something else needs to be said there, but I ain't getting into that.
Thank you.
Thank you. The northbound lanes of 95, the contractor's working again. It's so nice that they work during the rush hour. Here it is, a Friday, you know, people trying to get away, and they start doing construction in the right lane. Northbound 95 at Route 24, exit 76. So wonderful through there. The BW Parkway northbound, the wreck is at 198 Prince George's County. It's crowding definitely the left-hand lane. It looks like the backup may be almost back to Powder Mill Road, so you'll have delays coming up from the Capitol Beltway and through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, we've got a clear start to the day and in the 60s here this morning, but we'll heat up to the low to mid-80s by later this afternoon. The weekend looking great, too. Dry, pleasant, low humidity until next week. That's when the heat and humidity return. Right now, 65 and sunny in Millersville, and it is 65 in Middle River. 724, you're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Regarding the taking over of D.C., we found out that it has been confirmed that last night, according to CNN, they mobilized federal officers in marked units. They were highly visible at midnight. They started their increased presence. This included U.S. Park Police, U.S. Capitol Police, FBI, U.S. Marshals, D.C. Police, DEA, and other agencies were all deployed in D.C. last night.
Good. Good. If that's what's necessary to bring it under control, then please, by all means, move forward with some speed. All right, Sean, a little quiz for you. There's a song out that now a lot of people have done. A lot of people have done covers. It's Rapper's Delight. You probably remember the song. You know, rap is one of your favorite genres of music. So who is this artist?
Hit my hop, you don't stop. I rock it to the bang, bang, boogie. So up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. That's right, America, we love you. And we rock and roll to the summer sun. We can rock to 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but I like hot butter on my breakfast.
All right, best guess.
Cory Booker, Shank Johnson.
It's Brett Baer.
That's Brett Baer.
Brett Baer.
Never would have guessed. No. Brett Baer in a million years.
No, it's that's Brett Baer doing Rapper's Delight.
Was it like a karaoke night or something on Capitol Hill last night?
No, he was just in a crowd. I guess it's something that's in his repertoire. And he obviously during the news.
Well, you know, Oz was a big rapper of Vivek Ramaswamy. Remember?
Oh,
he
yes.
did that during the campaign.
Oh, yeah. He was good, too.
So,
and then on the other side.
He said to Eminem.
Yes. On the other side of the aisle, you have people who just can't seem to get over Donald Trump. severe continuing cases of Trump derangement syndrome. Perhaps the leading individual who still has this and is glad to display it on a nearly daily basis if given the opportunity is Stacey Abrams.
Among the many other vile things that Donald Trump has been called, including tyrant, liar, scam artist, he is also an aspiring dictator, supported and guided like a puppet by a cabal of tech billionaires, Christian nationalists, and xenophobes who all have his ear and understand government a lot better than he does.
I think that's hilarious. I mean, they understand government a lot better than he does. Well, then why didn't any of them fix what this guy's been able to fix in the first 200 days in office? I mean, why didn't any of these people that she just listed say, well, here's the solution? None of them did. It took Donald Trump's perception of what the problem was. It took, frankly, a look from the outside in order to get a clear view of where the problems were and how to solve them. But she is so deep into Trump derangement syndrome, she can't see straight. Any problem in the world, it's Donald Trump's fault. Anything gets fixed, it's somebody else did it. It's certainly not Donald Trump. But my question is, why is Stacey Abrams still in the news?
Yeah. Especially since she was the one that recruited all these college kids from come out of the state of Georgia and to come into Georgia and register and to vote in those elections. And
yep.
Look, right now it's looking tough in Georgia. For Ossoff is up for re-election this year, and Marjorie Taylor Greene was going to challenge him, and she was down 17 points to Ossoff, and she decided to pull out of the race in Georgia. So they got some problems in Georgia unless the Republicans get their act together. Brian Kemp, the other guy, what was his name? The lieutenant governor, Duncan?
Duncan, yeah.
Jeff Duncan?
Yeah.
He switched parties. He's now a Democrat, which he's always been a Democrat. So
yeah.
They got some issues in Georgia.
Yeah, we'll see if they can get them solved or not. Talk Radio 680 WCBM still to come between now and the top of the hour. And take a hard look, folks, at what is going on at the EPA. You hear a CNN anchor not understand that the law is the law. I mean, it's that really that simple. Lee Zeldin tries to explain it over and over and over again. You'll hear the exchange coming up.
Not if you're a Democrat, that's for sure. My law office of Michael A. Friedman has been around for 40 years, and they have been representing Marylanders and others in the Mid-Atlantic region that have been seriously hurt in serious automobile accidents. And for the last decade or so, they've been named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland. Now, they're a small firm, but they get more bang for the buck than anybody else does because they handle everything from A to Z, from soup to nuts, from your injury to if your car is totaled, diminution of value of that car or vehicle, to advancing medical costs in some cases, to finding a doctor if you don't have a doctor, battling and dealing with the insurance companies. They're prepared to litigate if necessary, but a lot of these cases do settle out. But you got to make sure that you are getting what you are owed in these cases. And that's exactly what will happen. You focus on getting better, and Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman will focus on the law. And the number 410-363-6848, online, maflaw.com. Law Office of Michael E. Friedman. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. And these headlines have been brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. The leader of a neo-Nazi group has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for plotting to attack Maryland's power grid 2 years ago in 2023. Brandon Clint Russell of Orlando, Florida, was convicted in February of planning to blow up electric substations in the Baltimore area. Sarah Beth Clendaniel of Catonsville also convicted in the plot. And last year, she was sentenced to 18 years in prison. Authorities estimate the attacks would have caused damage in excess of $75 million. Baltimore man faces charges after allegedly driving into a construction vehicle on an I-95 work zone. Police believe Talzy Jeffrey, was under the influence at the time of the incident that happened in the White Marsh area overnight on Thursday. The worker was in the construction vehicle taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Jury deliberations expected to resume today in the trial of a man charged in a fatal shooting on a Baltimore MTA bus. James Richburg is charged with first-degree murder in the November shooting of William Womack. During the trial, Richburg took the stand and claimed that the shooting was in self-defense. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested three teens and two adults after a carjacked vehicle was found in Annapolis. Police responded to the 100 block of Jennifer Road, where the car was found empty with the keys in the ignition and a BB gun inside. The suspects were identified through surveillance video, and police determined the vehicle had been taken from detention. Police later arrested a 55-year-old and a Divine Cupper and a 33-year-old Daniel Diot, and then also two 16-year-olds and a 17-year-old. 7:32 next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Casey here. When it comes to local real estate, wait and see has been our situation for a while now. Slowly but surely, that's changing. And here to tell us more is my good friend and trusted owner and broker, Vinny Steele, with your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, thank you. Local real estate market is definitely shifting, and we're seeing a more balanced market this summer due to increased inventory, stabilized price appreciation, and other key factors.
So between now and the end of summer, what does that mean for your sellers?
Well, Sean, a few things. Increased buyer optimism is good for sellers who still want the most money and to sell within their time frame. In a shifting market, I provide upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and multiple cash offers because I understand every selling situation is different.
Friends, who you choose to sell your home this summer matters. It's the biggest financial transaction you will ever make. Vinny, how can listeners get in touch?
Well, anybody can visit me online, vinnysteele.com, or better yet, call or text me. I'd love to talk with you. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
7:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
JFX, looking at you live here between Ruxton Road, Northern Parkway, and the ramps downtown. Looks like all the lanes are open. If you're downtown, right at Camden Yards, there's a new report of a wreck on Dr. King at Washington Boulevard, so keep an eye out for that. It looks like now the accident may be clearing. At least the lanes are back open on the BW Parkway northbound at 198, so that appears to be getting back to normal once again as you're traveling through there. Beltway looks good. Both the tunnels are running fine. Construction underway. They're blocking the right lane in Harford County. Northbound 95. They do the work during the rush hour at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off mild for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies and highs mainly in the low to mid 80s, still below average for this time of year. We'll see the dry conditions for the weekend and temps in the 80s. Heat and humidity come back next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Prices are going up on everything, including apparently Oriole tickets, set to rise on average 3% next season with a change in ticket plans as well. Gone are the 13 and 29 game plans. In its place, 20 and 40 gamers. A 10-game plan remains. Meanwhile, the Birds open a three-game set with the Athletics tonight at 7:05, and so begins Hall of Fame weekend at Camden Yards. Three will go in, including the much-beloved Adam Jones.
Here's the 0-1 to Adam, and the ball driven to deep center. Backing up, Heredia backing up, Wave it bye-bye. Orioles ahead 6-4. Home run number 136 at Camden Yards. No one ever has hit more.
And that was the great Joe Angel with the call on WJZ-TV back in the day in 2017. Jones, the four-time Gold Glove winner, going in alongside Joe Orsolak and Tom Davis. And here they are together on set back in 2019.
Now, Joe, back in 1989, it was called the why not season. The Orioles went from 107 losses to 87 wins. They had a chance to actually win the division the final weekend of the season in Toronto. Your memories of that 89 season, what stood out?
Phenomenal year. A team that was fearless. We had two or three starting pitchers that had career years. We had, all of a sudden, we had a bullpen.
And they had Joe Orsolak as well. It was a beautiful night for football last night at M&T Bank Stadium, and the crowd was treated to some big play football. LaJonte Wester with a 87-yard punt return for a touchdown was the key to the game, and here he is talking about his confidence after the game.
If you know me, you know I always have confidence just because everybody overlooked me.
Wester had a 76-yard punt return return for a score last year at Colorado, also chipping in with a 30-yard catch last night, a beautiful over-the-shoulder from Devin Leary, the quarterback. Rough seas made for a slow day four at the White Marlin Open yesterday. In Ocean City, only 13 boats participated, and the leaderboard remains the same. Bill Fisher, captained by DeMathograd Dan Goff, in the lead in the White Marlin division at 72 pounds. If his fish holds, it's worth an estimated $4.27 million. Also sitting in first place is the Barba B with their 929.5-pound blue marlin, caught by angler Drew Osmeyer from Timonium, Maryland. His catch is currently worth an estimated $1.2 million. In addition to taking first place in the blue marlin category, the Barba B also secures first in the dolphin category. And a sidebar, Michael Jordan was spotted on his boat catch 23, stogie in hand as usual. The time now is 7:37. When we return, what's in a name?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I think we could all agree that we would be remiss if we let the Daldo Rain revelation pass by without a chat.
Perhaps you two could.
Don't you think?
Oh, hey, here's Mr. Virtue over here.
No. Okay. Daldo Rain. You know, I've got to tell you, Sean, you were on it in terms of it being a marketing ploy. Obviously, I mean, I'm thinking the WNBA didn't have anything to do with it, but this crypto guy who shall remain nameless, this is actually pretty brilliant when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, it just smelled of marketing to me. I just, of course, you know, WNBA probably had nothing to do with it, but it just smelled like to me because it was, you know, when it happens, what once, okay, copycat maybe, but four or five times they were all green, you know, where, and again, then the guy they just arrested said that it was, he said it was a TikTok challenge.
TikTok challenge, so, and he was 18 years old, so crypto, young people, et cetera.
Right, exactly. So it just kind of all fit together now, but it got people talking about it, and you know, so.
I've got to get some sound from the movie Inglourious Basterds and Brad Pitt, Daldo Rain. I'll have that for you at 8:05.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Gary. Well. Appreciate that. Well,
that's nifty.
That's just peachy. All right, 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. This is the thing that there are many things that bother me about the Biden-Harris regime, which I believe is one of the most malevolent, evil administrations in the history of the United States, especially what they did to us with the invasion of illegal aliens and how they divided Americans against mm-hmm. each other. Just the divisiveness, the vitriol that former president. But I think the thing that bothers me the most is what they did with children, especially coming over the southern border. James O'Keefe sat down with a whistleblower. Her name is Clarissa Rippey, who blew the lid off the number one child sex trafficking organization on the planet. That was the Biden-Harris regime. She exposes a $347 million contract for transporting unaccompanied children. Okay? And this was being done with NGOs, with full knowledge of Catholic charities. You call yourselves Catholics? And you participate in this? And they're not the only ones. I'm Catholic, so I'm picking on the Catholics now. But there are other faiths that were part of this. Lutheran Ministries, Associated Jewish Charities, and other NGOs. A group called Acuity, MVM. And she was asked by O'Keefe, what was your line in the sand? She's worked at the General Services Administration and then became a whistleblower.
What was your line in the sand moment here in the situation?
My line in the sand moment was when I found out that GSA had awarded a contract to a company to transport unaccompanied minors.
So she knew then these are children.
Yeah.
And these children had no parents, had no adults, had no guardians. They, you know, they were coming into the country. They were being trafficked by cartels, put into the hands of our government led by Biden and Harris. And then they were put in places that harmed them, that sold them, that abused them.
But as I continued to read the documents that I found online, I found that these are the illegal immigrants, the minors who are coming over without their parents, without anyone that they knew, being shipped at every hour of the day, especially like late at night when we're all asleep in our beds and our children are safe at home. These children were being shipped all over the place.
All over the place like commodities. They were treated, as you'll hear, like potatoes, chips on the back of a truck with no attention or focus or humanity on their, placed on their humanity.
They have noted that they wanted the contractor to transport 1,000 children within a 24-hour period of notification. 1,000 children.
Why do they want that?
Exactly. That was my question. Why 1,000 every time within a 24-hour period?
Sounds like a quota or something to justify the contracts. It's almost like they treat these children like widgets or products.
Products.
Like a
commodity.
Commodity. Exactly. Like potato chips on the back of a transport vehicle.
But then Clarissa makes the point, I think, that should hit home for all of us. I don't care what party you are or, you know, who, what president you voted for. This is the point that should hit home for every American.
If over a quarter of a million American-born children were missing, it would be spoken about in every Starbucks coffee shop, in every restaurant, everywhere you walk, someone would be talking about, did you hear about 380,000+ children missing in the United States right now? People would be talking about, but because these are children from other countries, no names, no faces attached to them. People go to sleep, they lay their heads down every night, and they wake up oblivious to the fact that some mother, some father, some grandparent is missing their baby.
These are all God's children. And because they didn't have faces or didn't have names that we knew, we just dismissed them.
Yeah.
And that, to me, I think is criminal. It's evil. And I think that we as Americans need to hold our elected officials accountable. Do something about it.
Indeed. 743, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM 680 is our telephone number. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. New wreck on the Beltway, Outer Loop, right before Delaney Valley Road. Several vehicles are involved. State police, several medic units, fire department there. Only the right shoulder right now is getting by on the Outer Loop. So if you're coming up the hill from Providence, from Lock Raven Boulevard, you're coming over from Perrin Parkway, you might think about now maybe getting off the Beltway till we sort this thing out and get some more lanes open. So you have Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, coming into Towson, at least to Delaney Valley Road, then you can come back on the Beltway there. But this is going to be a big delay now, stretching back, and eventually we'll get back over towards the area at Hartford Road. The inner loop is starting to look at it just a bit, so heads up if you're traveling east of York Road. Even with all the lanes open, there's a speed reduction now coming underneath Delaney Valley Road. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive always get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in, see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, it's going to be a pretty nice summer weekend. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today. It'll be partly cloudy, highs low to mid-80s, low humidity, stays dry today through Sunday, and it'll be a pleasant weekend. And then next week is when the heat and humidity begins to return to the area. Right now, sunny 65 in Columbia, 64 in Owings Mills. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug up for grabs here this morning. Dan is in Bel Air. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Dan.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last today.
All right, Dan, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one, according to the Daily Mail, Steve Bannon is in the early stages of planning an audacious run for president in 2028. The campaign would divide America, make America great again movement. Bannon helped build by setting up a Herculean battle between Vice President Vance, who's all but certain to launch his own candidacy, potentially with President Trump's blessing. Bannon says that he doesn't know if Vance and others will be able to carry the MAGA banner. Story two, the city of New York is opening the nation's first transgender-only homeless shelter. The shelter will cost an extraordinarily $65 million price tag, with the first transgender homeless shelter in the nation. And story three, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is committing to rooting out woke, and that includes returning Confederate memorials to their rightful places. Hegseth announced the grand return of the Reconciliation Monument, a Confederate memorial, to Arlington National Cemetery near the burial site of Moses Ezekiel. All right, story one, Bannon for president in 28. Story two, first trans-only homeless shelter in New York City. Or story three, Hegseth orders the return of a Confederate memorial to Arlington National Cemetery. All right, we'll start with Mr. Chuck.
First off, the backup from this wreck on the Beltway is now back to Harford Road. Okay, so big delay there. The wreck is at Delaney Valley.
Thank you.
One, please.
One for one. Kristen?
Yeah, I have no trouble believing the New York story, and I hope the Pete Hegseth story is true. I think we should honor those, whether we agree with them or not. I'm going to say number one. I hope this isn't a trick one. I know Bannon wouldn't run, but whether someone's saying that or not might be another story, but I'll say one.
And Kristen goes for story one. Bruce?
I go with the wisdom of the crowd, number one.
And Dan in Bel Air.
I've listened to this show long enough to know you do not go against Kristen. I'm going with one also.
All right. Dan goes with Kristen. Story one, the Daily Mail is reporting that Bannon says they didn't even talk to him. He said it's absurd. The story's absurd. He has no intention of running in 2028. Where they got that, who knows. Maybe probably just clickbait. But congratulations, Dan. You are a winner, as is the rest of the panel here on a Friday. We'll put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. Thanks for playing the game. We appreciate that. We'll do it all again Monday right here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come at the top of the hour, this is just an incredible story. It was mentioned yesterday briefly on the program. I know Kim spent a lot of time on the topic yesterday, but now we have more information. Matt Schlegel was the third grade teacher in Severna Park that was accused of sexually abusing young girls. And, of course, he was then acquitted of that charge. He was exonerated. He faced a jury, and they came back and acquitted him. Now there are signs still up in the community, not naming him, but basically saying that they believe the girls, and his attorney is lashing out at these. So it's an interesting back and forth as to First Amendment protection versus where do you go to get your reputation back argument. All right, Chuck's got an update for us.
Yes, we have the wreck on the outer loop at Delaney Valley. Now we have a wreck on the inner loop at Delaney Valley. They got stuck in it looking at it, going past the accident scene. And now we have two, maybe three vehicles involved here in the right lane on the inner loop as you're coming east of York Road. So problems right now, both sides of the Beltway up through Towson. We'll come back with more in a little bit.
Oh, boy. It's just traffic has become a real bear of late.
Fun.
Yeah. All right. It is 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And coming up next, the left's lawfare tactics and antics continue. We'll give you the latest details on that. This is from Brian. He says, a second story about a transgender homeless shelter. Why can't they just pretend they have a home? Like they pretend they're the opposite sex. There's no fun in that. Apparently you can't rip off New York City tax dollars if you just pretend. Maybe you just ought to pretend you have money and go around and pretend to pay for stuff. Who knows? That's what Mom Donnie's doing. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6, and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Now coming up, Yolanda Jones. Remember that name? She is off the hook, as they say. She's from Texas. She's a Democrat, and she's perturbed at life, I think. We'll talk about what she has to say about the Texas redistricting and anti-Semitism in Baltimore County schools. Yeah, we'll take a hard look at that one. That's coming up as well between now and 9 o'clock this morning when Kim comes in.
Guess which Democrat congresswoman is a boss from hell, according to staffers in her office?
Well, you've told me. Otherwise, I wouldn't guess right.
Jasmine Crockett is a boss from hell who screams at her staffers and lays around her apartment, according to her aides who work for her. She's known for her foul mouth, reportedly rude to her staffers, refuses to come to the office. That should surprise absolutely no one.
She's privileged, you know.
Her aides spoke to the New York Post. So the Crockett is more interested in being an influencer who posts viral clips to social media than actually representing the people of her district, which she may lose if Texas... Right. By the way, the deadline today is 1 p.m. for the fugitive Democrats to return to the state of Texas for a quorum call. I've been told one Democrat, she was asked a question yesterday, you're in violation of Texas rules. She goes, no, we're not. This is called a quorum break. It was put in by the Texas legislators as a way, because we didn't have the filibuster, so they put in something called the quorum break. No such thing, folks. No, this is typical Democrats making up the law, and you hear more about that coming up in just a second.
My bet is somebody told her, and she took it as fact.
Yeah.
Somebody said that to me. That has to be true. It's just 7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, boy causing all the problems on the roads. It's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the Interloop wreck on the Beltway before Delaney Valley, they got them off to the side. Now we're backed up as you're coming east from 83. The outer loop wreck is still only the right shoulder before Delaney Valley Road. The backup now is going all the way back past Hartford Road. It's going to be back towards Putty Hill and Bel Air Road. So Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, getting away from the Beltway. They have two of the vehicles off the roadway, but everything else is blocked right now. We're trying to make a little progress. Big delays through there. Definitely get off the Beltway. Make your way into Towson, either to Delaney Valley Road or York Road, and then come back onto the Beltway. The inner loop is still going to be slow coming by. We already had a wreck there, so continue to watch your speed. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, we start off clear and going to be partly cloudy a little bit later on. Highs in the low to mid-80s all weekend long. It's going to be a nice and dry and pleasant temperatures and humidity stay down before that heat creeps back into the area starting early next week. Midweek really is when it's really supposed to get hot again. Sunny 64 in Ellicott City at 64 as well in Pikesville. And Fred writes in, texting into the show, Biden and Harris should be investigated to see how much of a percentage Biden and Harris earned for allowing child trafficking to go on in this country. I would agree. I would like to see a special investigator or from the, I don't need a special counsel or prosecutor. I would like to see the DOJ pick this ball up and run with it. Because, you know, as part of the rounding up the illegal aliens, we are finding missing children.
Yeah.
That's part of what we're finding. We've deported over a million already, and we found about 35,000 of the close to 500,000 missing children from the Biden-Harris years, some of which I guess we will never find.
It's probably around 8%.
Yeah. So it's something that people got paid money for this to look the other way. I want to know who those people are.
Yeah, I don't know who paid them and who they are and exactly what will happen to them. Bill is in Govan's.
Oh, no, Mike. Sorry, this is Mike.
Yeah. Mike, good morning.
Right.
Michael.
Listen, I'm curious because I've gone down to Texas, worked with Sister Norma down in McAllen. Were you this outraged when Trump, as policy, understand me, as policy, according to Stephen Miller and Horman, separated families so that the word would go down to Texas, down to Mexico and further south, that these families should not bring or should not come up, should not bring their children?
First off, I'm not sure what you're suggesting is accurate. There were separations going. Let me answer your question. There were separations going on in the Trump administration, but those separations were people that were alleged to be their guardians were actually cartel members. They weren't parents. They weren't. They were not familial members. There was no DNA connection with the child and with the alleged guardian, which in many cases are cartel. They wear these little bands on their wrists. Since you've been to Texas, you would know that. Tells you they're color-coded, how much money that they owe the cartels, and the Trump administration was separating adults from children who are not their family members. That's the policy as the Trump administration was practicing.
Not according to NPR News.
What news cycle is that? What news organization?
NPR News.
MDR?
M. Michael Paul Roberts. NPR.
All right. Well, I'll have to look it up.
Trump have defended family separations, and want to ramp up deportations.
Mike, are you talking? I'm sorry, Michael. Are you talking MPR or NPR as a National Public Radio?
No, Michael Paul Roberts.
You said Michael.
I'm not familiar with them at all. I've never heard of it, but we'll look it up and see what they're reporting. But yeah, I would be upset at anybody that is intentionally separating children from their families if that was going on. But I to my understanding, it was to make sure they separated children from their captors, the cartel gangbangers that were trafficking in children. But I'll reverse it on you, Mike. Are you outraged that we now have upwards of 500,000 missing children, and they were given over to the NGOs with no follow-up as to... By the way, the Biden-Harris administration created a hotline where there were 65,000 calls made. Not one of those calls was answered. Are you outraged equally about that?
I've heard you talk about that, and I was wrong, and that should be followed up. That should be investigated by all means.
Okay, well, I think in any case, if children were intentionally separated from their families, it should be investigated and followed up. Great. And I'll check out your source.
Women getting involved in that investigation.
Yeah, I will check out that source and get back to you.
All right, bud. Have a good day.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7:59. So coming up next half hour right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Severna Park. What's going on there in Severna Park? We have Severna Park issues to talk about. Also, Yolanda Jones from Texas and anti-Semitism in Baltimore City and Baltimore County Schools. That and a whole lot more right here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Yep, it's coming up on 8 o'clock, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason.
German Chancellor Merz says Germany will not approve exports of military gear that could be used in Gaza until further notice. The decision comes after the Israeli Security Cabinet announced plans to have Israel's military go into Gaza City.
It seems that this is the first phase of a plan that would see the military taking full control of Gaza. Now, we know the head of the army has been against this idea of fully occupying Gaza, if you like, and there have been reports now suggesting that there were heated confrontations between the Prime Minister and the head of the military, who has warned that the full takeover of Gaza could be a trap for Israel. He has also raised concerns about the fate of the hostages.
The BBC's Hugo Bishaga in Jerusalem. Prime Minister Netanyahu says the goal is a Gaza that's free from Hamas control. The final part of our special series on dangers posed to children nationwide by pending legislation in the California State Assembly. Constitutional lawyer Nicole Pearson says if AB 495 passes later this month, any child in California, even one visiting on vacation, could be endangered. That's because anyone could simply download an online form and declare themselves your child's legal guardian.
California is a sanctuary state, so if a child is brought to this state, then California, Gavin Newsom and his cronies have already declared war on parents and parental rights. So even if you live in Texas, even if you live in Tennessee, the courts, law enforcement are not going to cooperate with the lawful orders and laws and rules of your conservative state.
A rally is slated to oppose AB 495 at the California State Capitol in Sacramento on August 19th. Wall Street, the Dow futures up 129, NASDAQ futures ahead 80 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I'm excited to share something that's especially close to my heart, the people of Israel. The Bible teaches us that in a world of broken promises, one covenant remains unshakable, God's eternal promise, his unwavering commitment to Israel, his beloved people. And now more than ever, God is calling Christians everywhere to support Israel, to be a living testimony that his promises endure forever. I've chosen to partner with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews as one way to align myself with God's eternal plan. For over 40 years, this wonderful ministry has faithfully provided nutritious food, care, and life-saving aid to Israel's most vulnerable, the poor and the elderly, many of whom are Holocaust survivors. And when crises strike, like rocket attacks or urgent humanitarian needs, IFCJ is already on the ground responding with compassion and support. Join me in standing for Israel and declaring God's faithfulness to all generations. To learn more and to find out how you can help, visit ifcj.org. That is ifcj.org, ifcj.org.
803 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Two accidents on the Beltway in Towson. One is on the outer loop now on the shoulder. They've reopened all the lanes coming on the outer loop westbound through there. The accident on the inner loop was on the right shoulder. So we have delays. The outer loop is backed up to at least Hartford Road. The inner loop is backed up over to Charles Street and over towards 83. We're moving once again. You might still want to think about Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, getting away from the Beltway for a while. Let this thing settle down as you're traveling through there. Might be a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway just coming in. Report of an accident, outer loop near the Georgia Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off mild for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies and highs mainly in the low to mid 80s, still below average for this time of year. We'll see the dry conditions for the weekend and temps in the 80s. Heat and humidity come back next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Middle River, 65 degrees. Reisterstown, 61 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Jury deliberations expected to resume today in the trial of a man charged in a fatal shooting on a Baltimore MTA bus. James Richburg is charged with first-degree murder in the November shooting death of William Womack. During the trial, Richburg took the stand, claimed the shooting was in self-defense. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested three teens and two adults after a carjacked vehicle was found in Annapolis. Police responded to the 100 block of Jennifer Road, where the car was found empty with the keys in the ignition and a BB gun inside. The suspects were identified through surveillance video. Police determined the vehicle had been taken from Denton. Police later arrested 55-year-old and Devane Copper and 33-year-old Daniel Dyott, along with two 16-year-olds and a 17-year-old. The 19-year-old accused of impersonating a Maryland State Police trooper apparently rented a room from the trooper. Over in Salisbury, WBOC-TV reports that Jaden Ballard rented a room after meeting the trooper online through ride-alongs and allegedly took pictures of himself in the trooper's uniform, then posted those pictures on social media. The trooper reported it to his supervisors and told Ballard to move out of his home. And Governor Wes Moore has announced $17 million in state funding for emergency efficiency programs in Maryland schools. The grants were made possible through the Decarbonizing Public Schools program, which focuses on strategies for promoting clean and efficient energy use and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. It's 8:05 at WCBM. Next, WCBM's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. One thing to come out of the Ravens' 24-16 win over the Colts last night was an emphasis on special teams and team speed, displayed prominently with 2:30 left in the first.
Fields this one cleanly.
Again, he's got an alley. Wester at the 30. Two men to beat. Wester could be gone.
He's gone.
Midfielder rolling. And the rookie, sixth-round draft pick, will take it to the house.
Jerry Sandusky had the call on Ravens TV. Wester with 145 all-purpose yards in his NFL debut and had a premonition about the punt return.
I called my dad and was just like, I feel one coming tomorrow. Like, so I prayed all night and I just trusted God and he led me to the end zone.
Meanwhile, the Orioles opening a three-game set with the Athletics tonight amid a ticket price increase announced by the Birds last night and a slump being endured by second baseman Jackson Holiday. The 21-year-old just 3-for-24 in six August games. Here's manager Mancelino.
You know, the good thing about Jackson is just the calmness that he goes through the success and the downtimes with. I mean, it does not affect this kid at all.
Tomo Sugano will be on the hill tonight for Baltimore. The game time is 7:05. And apparently creative license has been used by the man who claims to be behind the sex toy attacks on WNBA games. The man's persona on X is Aldo Raines. He claims to take that name from the Inglourious Basterds character played by Brad Pitt. But here is Pitt.
My name is Lieutenant Aldo Raines, and I'm putting together a special team, and I need me 8 soldiers. 8 Jewish American soldiers.
So again, that's Aldo Raines in Inglourious Basterds. Daldo Raines is the man behind the attacks. The time now is, coming up in 30 minutes. Again, I'm kerfuffled. A big upset in women's tennis. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years. From Bel Air Blair to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the Department of Education investigators opened up a Title VI investigation into Baltimore City schools for its anti-Semitism. Democrats' redistricting fight is being described now as for the very soul of democracy.
The very soul.
Yeah. And we'll tell you what Yolanda Jones had to say, which was just really unfortunate. But that's how the Democrats roll these days. Top story here in the Bay is a debate within the community of Severna Park. The lengthy battle, the legal battle against Severna Park Elementary School teacher who was accused of sexually assaulting his third grade students, rages on. Back in June, a couple months ago, Matt Schlegel, who was, it's pretty bad when you're accusing someone of sexually abusing a child.
Yeah.
Right? That's a very serious charge and must be treated serious across the board. He was acquitted of all criminal charges. Schlegel's legal team recently sent out nearly 100 preservation letters formally requesting the retention of all emails, texts, and social media posts related to the case. The letter cites potential claims Schlegel has against multiple individuals stemming from false allegations. And what is bothering Schlegel and his attorneys are these pink signs that have popped up in all over Severna Park and businesses on lawns. Signs that say, "We stand with our girls. We believe them. Justice not served," etc. Now, Schlegel is not named on any of the signs, but the term justice not served certainly is an implication or a reference to the recent case or trial.
Yep.
So you have the battle right now, First Amendment rights of these parents versus Matt Schlegel, who has been acquitted and cannot be tried again criminally under the double jeopardy clause of all these charges. Ashley Todd, she is runs a business in Severna Park. She says she's baffled by these preservation letters.
We are baffled because all we have done is just show support for these girls.
And she also went on to say that they're not going to be bullied by the attorneys of Matt Schlegel.
We are not kids who can be bullied by their teachers. We are actually business owners who will continue to display our signs.
One parent, Ben Levenger, said his 10-year-old son got a letter.
The most galling, disgusting thing is that the letter was not just addressed to me and my wife, but also to my 10-year-old son. That is shameful.
The family's attorney, Tharuv Ignaraja, reacted to the families receiving these letters.
I don't think these families or residents are afraid of keeping anything that they have, so they will no doubt honor the requirement. It's just remarkable to me that businesses that have done nothing more than put a sign up are being told to keep all of your text messages and video footage.
All right, so when we come back, we'll hear from Schlegel's attorney about the letters and then debate what should happen here. You have a man that's been acquitted. He's trying to regain his reputation. And then you have parents who are trying to support their girls and they're saying they believe the girls in these accusations. And not to say that there haven't been cases before. I remember the McMartin case out in California.
Yep.
That was a huge case. We'll talk about that coming up.
8:13 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on Ritchie Highway southbound. It's apparently right at the ramp at Route 50. And with that and some road blockage, it backs up from Arnold Road back up to the light at College Parkway. That's going to be a big problem if you're trying to head south through that area. Then eventually to the Severn River Bridge or heading over towards the Bay Bridge as you're traveling on the eastbound side. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway giving us delays. Outer loop at Georgia Avenue. It's backed up between New Hampshire Avenue and I-95. The wreck on the Beltway. The two wrecks on the Beltway, both on the shoulder. Inner loop before Delaney Valley, that may be clearing. The outer loop wreck is on the right shoulder at Delaney Valley. The inner loop backup now, not too bad. 25. The outer loop is still slow all the way back to Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast. We're going to be partly cloudy today. Highs in the low to mid 80s. Low humidity. It's going to be dry all weekend long. Pretty nice weekend for the middle of August, and the heat and humidity creep back in starting midweek of next week. Right now, we're 63 and sunny in Reisterstown, 66 in Ellicott City. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to head to the big top. It's circus time. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a young lady who seems to have problems with making decisions that make sense. Listen to her math and tell me if you agree.
I am $205,000 in debt at the age of 24, and this is what I pay in monthly bills. So my private student loan payment is $2,373.35, and my federal student loan payment is $283.36. I am paying $4,015.25 in bills every month.
Okay, well, she had, a couple others in to make that all add up. So she has more than $4,000 of bills every single month. And she is getting by on subsistence, and she has a problem with this. Perhaps a decision should have been made at some point in your education or career to examine whatever major you had that's not compensating you enough to actually pay the bills you have and choose a different major. Perhaps you should have gone to a state school instead of a private school, because these numbers add up to you went to a Tony private school who apparently took classes in underwater basket weaving and French literature of the early 17th century, neither of which lead to productive careers in most of America. But listen, we wish you well. I'm glad you can do math. It's something I can't do in my head. And you do have a career ahead of you as a professional whiner. So hang in there. There are lots of openings in that field as long as there are Democrats around.
8:17, 17 minutes after the hour. So the attorney for Matt Schlegel, his name is Patrick Seidel, he responded to the Severna Park community's outrage over these preservation letters that some of their families have been receiving.
Preservation letters are routinely issued in litigation. You know, it's not a tactic. We're not accusing anybody of doing anything wrong. What we're saying is we believe you have relevant information pertaining to this case, and we want you to preserve it.
Can you confirm that this is setting the stage for a future civil lawsuit? And if so, who does Schlegel intend to sue?
As I've said before, we are certainly exploring those options. We have an individual who was falsely accused of very serious offenses, and the consequence has not just been a loss of his liberty, but damage to his reputation.
All right, so the other facts that we should know in this case is there's already been one civil lawsuit filed to date. A parent of one of the girls who's continuing to accuse her former math teacher of sexual assault, even though he's been criminally acquitted, brought litigation against Schlegel and Severna Park's principal, Kyle Butler. So there is a civil lawsuit already on the books. And so my guess here legally is that Schlegel and his attorneys are now trying to counter that suit with these retention or preservation letters, because civilly the standard is different. It's not beyond a reasonable doubt. It's a
preponderance of evidence.
Preponderance of the evidence, and you could be held financially liable.
Mm-hmm.
You not go to jail, but you could, again, and in these particular cases, if it's just one, then you start the domino effect, you start piling on. I'm guessing this is a defensive civil maneuver by his attorneys. But here's the point. I'm not saying this is what happened here. I wasn't in the courtroom, so I don't know if the prosecution dropped the ball or if they didn't have enough evidence or he just didn't do it. In the McMartin case, I do remember young children were coached.
Yeah.
They were coached by parents. They were coached by psychologists and adults. And the whole family was smeared and stained with sexual abuse in that McMartin preschool trial out in California. And there were a number of individuals whose reputations were completely ruined, and it came out months later, if not years later, that all of it, these were false accusations, false allegations, and they had it in for the McMartins, and they coached these kids, they used these kids to do this. Now, I'm not saying this happened in this case, but you do have to be very careful when you're bringing these kinds of cases.
So here's the problem with this. The signs that are up don't mention his name.
Right.
He's not mentioned anywhere. So they're operating under the assumption that the signs have to do with him.
Well, when they say justice not served, what does that imply to you?
Doesn't have to imply anything.
Well, obviously justice not served because the criminal trial
perhaps
ended in an acquittal.
Perhaps.
Well, what other conclusion would there be?
Was there? You have to have
that the real perpetrator has not been caught.
Doesn't have to do with this case. It has to do with anything. You can make the argument in court. What I'm saying was justice is not served is the way our U.S. justice system works. Period. It has nothing to do with any particular case. I think it's very hard for somebody whose name is not mentioned in any of these signs to say I am being personally slandered here. If his name were in any of the signs,
I think it is a pretty strong case. Do you think if he had not been accused and not tried, those signs would ever appear?
Doesn't matter.
It sure matters. How can you say it doesn't matter?
Because it's
cause and effect.
On a court of law, you can't prove a negative. You can't prove it wouldn't have happened. You have to be able to prove this affirmative thing occurred. So he's taking people to court because some affirmative thing may or may not have occurred.
All right, so you're standing with the parents.
No, I'm standing with nobody. Okay. I'm standing with there's no suit here for him to go against anybody.
All right, it's 8:21, 21 minutes after the hour. And again, Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, joining us now. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Indeed, it is. We are here on the weekend. I heard you were out on the farm last week. So how's the charity work going on this year?
You know, Sean, it's been great. You know, we had the Radiothon earlier this year. They raised over $1.2 million for Johns Hopkins Children's Center. Just last week, we were out picking corn and onions over at First Fruits Farm. So for 2025, they've distributed so far 2.6 million pounds of food, with a goal of 6 million pounds by the end of the year. And they do this all with volunteers.
That's amazing. Look, we know that the First Fruits Farm up in Freeland, they are a great organization.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, I agree. You know, so many people I meet, either they haven't heard of them or they don't know that they rely on volunteers, sponsorships, and donations. And that's why they're an important part of our Go Serve Big mission. You know, in addition to all of the volunteer work that we do, we donate a portion of our income on every sale that our company has to our Go Serve Big partners.
You know, it's really great to see companies like yours, Vinny, giving back to the communities that you serve.
Yeah, Sean, you know, it's really important for us to give back. In fact, it's one of our core values of our company. You know, you can't even work for our company unless you have a servant's heart. So this year we're on track to hit our target of $25,000 for our Go Serve Big mission. So the big question for everybody that's listening is, who do you know that's looking to make a move that you can refer to our real estate company? Not only are they going to receive our award-winning service, but you can be rest assured that a portion of our income is going to go to a very worthy cause.
I love that phrase, a servant's heart, by the way. So tell us, what is next for your company this year?
You know, Bruce, we've got the Miracles in Motion coming up in September over at the Maryland Zoo with Johns Hopkins Children's Center. So if you want to be part of our Go Serve Big mission, we make it really easy for you to refer your friends, your family, coworkers, anybody that you know looking to make a move. You can visit youcanhelpthekids.com or just give us a call. We'd love to talk to you, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Vinny, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you next Friday.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, buddy. Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty Company, 410-709-7515.
823 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the Capitol Beltway is still there. It's near the Georgia Avenue ramp. I just looked back towards the camera at New Hampshire Avenue. It's not backed up to there, so it's not bad, considering that it could be backed up all the way back over to I-95. So some delay there, maybe 5 7 minutes at the most. Beltway on the top side, still slow. The wreck was on the outer loop at one point. Only the shoulder was open at Delaney Valley Road, so that's still recovering. A couple of vehicles are on the right side, still there with the state police. You still have a delay from Hartford Road. So again, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill coming into Towson, a good possibility. The late wreck was southbound Ritchie Highway before the ramp at Route 50. The one report said we're backed up to College Parkway and we're still being delayed in that construction area. They worked during rush hour. Hey, hey, hooray. They blocked the right lane. You know what I'm saying. I try not to cuss when it comes to this part. Northbound 95, they're in the right lane at Route 24, the 76-mile marker in Harford County. It's a wonderful thing. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be partly cloudy today. Highs in the low to mid-80s. Pretty much the same most of the weekend. So enjoy. Sunny 68 in Baltimore. 67 in Middle River. We're talking about the Matt Schlegel trial, the accusations, which is tearing apart Severna Park community. And you look at this, and look, parents have a right to state that they support and believe their children. I'm not saying that. Matt Schlegel has a right to regain his reputation when he's been acquitted of all charges criminally. The problem is, he is scheduled to go back to his third grade class this fall. So, and now the school district is saying, well, we don't know if we're going to let him do that, but he's been acquitted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so what happens to Matt Schlegel now? Does he lose a job over these accusations, which he's been acquitted of? Does he just say, you know what, I read the community right now. They obviously have some issues with me in the classroom. Does he pull out and go somewhere else and find work somewhere else? It's just a really difficult story right here.
I think that the school board would be wise, the administration would be wise, to find him a position at a different school.
No, but you don't think that's going to follow him wherever he goes now? Because that's what's happened now. Once you get branded with this, as we know, what was it, Ray Donovan back during the Reagan
years? Administration? And the answer is nowhere.
Where do you go to get your reputation back? And that's
that's the problem. The answer
is
nowhere.
Wrong. And that's a flaw or loophole in our criminal justice system where someone can be tagged as something, be acquitted in a court of law, and still be labeled. In the same manner.
Well, this is why I think in these kinds of cases, the Schlegel or whoever, the guilty party. Let me put this further. The party who is charged.
The party that's been accused.
The party that's been accused, if found innocent, they should not be paying the costs. The party that is making the accusation, assuming...
Well, that's the British loser pays a system.
Yeah,
right.
They should pay, which I think would end some of the stuff.
Yeah, I would hope so. Look, this is the first time this has happened. It won't be the last time this has happened. And then I think what it does, it basically also sends a message when your child comes to you and says that he or she has been inappropriately touched. And then you got to look at all. I mean, did it really happen? Are there others that are claiming this happened, which there are in this particular case? Yep. But they were not able to provide any evidence beyond a reasonable doubt that he committed these acts.
And it could be. Look, let's take this to the theoreticals. We're not talking about the specific case. In a case similar to this, it could be that the individual charged either did or did not do it.
Right.
And unless you can actually find concrete proof, that's very difficult. The problem is that if the individual who is a perpetrator, a child sexual abuser, they don't typically say, I'm going to make a school announcement now. I'm going to go abuse a child 15 minutes in the gym. Please come watch. They do it in secret. They do it away from other people so that the child has no second voice to say, yes, I saw that occur.
Right. But again, you have to, that's what I'm saying, if you're prosecuting these cases, you have to put together, you got to connect all the dots. You got to make sure before you bring this to trial.
Correct.
That you have a very strong case. Otherwise, this is what you end up with.
And it could be that they either overcharged or charged prematurely.
And now you have a community that is up in arms, and you have a man that's been actually exonerated.
Yeah.
Has been acquitted of all criminal charges, and every time he sees one of these pink signs or whatever,
they push his buttons.
Yeah. And pushes a lot of people's buttons, not just him, but very difficult. You can weigh in if you want, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
But let me put something up real quickly. In our industry, It's pretty easy for a disgruntled listener or to somebody who just doesn't like you and me to charge us with anything. I've been charged with being an anti-Semite. Hard since I'm married to a Jewish woman, but okay, fine. And I mean, this kind of nonsense happens. You can't deal with this stuff in a sensible kind of fashion. For me, all I can do is just pretty much ignore it and move on.
Well, I mean, we have a case right now with, I don't know if you remember the Willie B story from B-104.
Sure.
That just came up over the weekend in the newspaper, where you have a civil lawsuit now being filed against him and the owners of that radio station for same kinds of things, sexual molestation. Yep. And this is like decades old now.
Yeah.
Because this happened back allegedly in the 90s. So, again, it's horrible. You want to err on the side of the children, but we still have due process in our system. And unless there's ironclad evidence and you can prove it in a court of law,
don't go forward with the case.
Yeah, this don't go forward with the case. Or if you do go forward with the case and it ends up in a criminal acquittal, then you have to, you know, the jury has spoken. It's 8:30, time for WCBM News Headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Governor Wes Moore has announced $17 million in state funding for energy efficiency projects in Maryland schools. The grants are made possible through the Decarbonizing Public Schools program, which focuses on strategies for promoting clean and efficient energy use and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. A Jewish-owned business in Baltimore County has been hit by an apparent anti-Semitic act of vandalism. County Councilman Issa Patoka posted a photo of kitchen designed by Iden on Falls Road with the Israeli flag smeared in red paint, and the paint was also splattered on the walkway and the door to the business. Patoka says when it comes to expressions of hate, there can be no tolerance, and a report has been filed with the police. The leader of a neo-Nazi group has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for plotting to attack Maryland's power grid back in 2023. Brandon Clint Russell of Orlando, Florida, was convicted in February for planning to blow up electric substations in the Baltimore area. Sarah Beth Clendaniel of Catonsville, also convicted in the plot. Last year, she was sentenced to 18 years in prison. Jury deliberations are now expected to resume today in the trial of a man charged in a fatal shooting on a Baltimore MTA bus. James Richburg is charged with first-degree murder in the November shooting death of William Womack during the trial. Richburg took the stand and claimed the shooting was self-defense. Closing arguments were delivered Thursday. The jury was sent home after more than 5 hours of deliberations. Anne Arundel County Police arrested three teens and two adults after a carjacked vehicle was found in Annapolis. Police responded to the 100 block of Jennifer Road, where the car was found empty, keys in the ignition, a BB gun inside. The suspects identified through surveillance. Police determined the vehicle had been taken from Denton. Police later arrested 55-year-old Devine Copper and 33-year-old Daniel Diot, along with two 16-year-olds and a 17-year-old. It's 8:32. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, deep breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years at gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Picking up a little bit of a backup here. Not much, but a little slow heading east now towards the Bay Bridge. Two lanes are open, starting to slow right here at Sandy Point. So at Oceanic Drive, and as you're coming over from Whitehall Road, I'm going to check the camera there. Yeah, it's not backed up there yet, but it's not going to take long for it to slow coming into that area at Sandy Point. So right now, it's a speed reduction. We're getting up onto the bridge, actually with all the lanes open, but we're going to be just a little bit slow. A lot of traffic now on the eastbound side, headed over eventually towards Stevensville. Still a couple of vehicles with the state police on the outer loop of the Beltway at Delaney Valley Road. We continue with delays coming over from Hartford Road, and watch for the wreck southbound on Ritchie Highway before the ramp at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting off mild for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies and highs mainly in the low to mid 80s, still below average for this time of year. We'll see the dry conditions for the weekend and temps in the 80s, heat and humidity come back next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Never an easy thing to do, but the Birds announcing last night price ticket increases for next year and a change in ticket plans. On average, they'll increase 3%. 13 and 29 game plans, long-time plans, have been shelved now for 20 and 40 game plans. As I'm sure you can imagine, social media alit with the backlash. Meanwhile, on the field, a thin outfield on the Birds 26-man roster right now. The Orioles hoping that a scuffling Colton Cowser can break out of it soon, perhaps beginning tonight against the Athletics. The Milkman now just 3 for his last 24 over the past 8 games. Here's his manager in the pregame before the third game of the last series.
Just struggling right now. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, trying to figure out the swing a little bit. It's getting beat up. You know, it's real. He knows it. He's going through it. Fighting confidence right now.
On the opposite end is Athletics rookie first baseman Nick Kurtz taking Major League Baseball by storm.
Swing and a drive, deep to left. He's done it 4 times.
What a magical night for the Big Amish. Smooth as butter, baby.
They call him the Big Amish because he's from Manheim Township in Pennsylvania, Lancaster County. That call on A's TV, Nick Kurtz, the only rookie in Major League Baseball history to hit 4 home runs in a single game, and he comes to Baltimore tonight. Ravens started last night with a 24-16 win over the Colts at M&T Bank Stadium. LaJonte Wester with an 87-yard punt return in his NFL debut. Rookie kicker Tyler Loop went 1-for-2 with a miss from 46 and a make from 52. Head coach John Harbaugh in the postgame.
Well, Tyler, I thought Tyler did a nice job. You know, he hit the, stubbed his toe on the ground a little bit in that one and just kind of made the ball move a little bit left. Perfect other than that. But to see him bounce back on the next kick, especially after getting kind of pushed back into the longer field goal, I thought was really a big step up for him.
Max Preps preseason Maryland High School football rankings are out, and it's no surprise that St. Francis Academy of Baltimore is ranked number one, followed by Archbishop Spalding, DeMatha, Our Lady of Good Counsel in McDonough, Loyola Blakefield, and Calvert Hall ranked number 9 and 10, respectively. A shocker in women's tennis last night. Canadian team Victoria Mboko rallied to defeat 4-time Grand Slam champ Naomi Osaka in 3 sets to win the National Bank Open title. And finally, a heartfelt congratulations to longtime Baltimore sportscaster Tom Davis, being inducted into the Orioles Hall of Fame this weekend alongside Joe Orsolak and Adam Jones. Davis, of course, served for years as an Oriole play-by-play pre- and post-game host, but he was also the host way back in the day of the Colts broadcast pre- and post right here on WCBM.
So the final, though, was 40-14, so we'll be back with more on the WCBM Scoreboard Show in just 1 minute. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tom Davis back at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, and a plane has just crashed into the upper deck. It's a private plane. It's a single-engine plane. Chuck Thompson has the binoculars on it.
One of the strangest moments in Baltimore sports history. Of course, that was in the playoff, after the playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Time now is 8:37 when we return, remembering a Baltimore Colt great.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So was that actually after the game or right at the end of the game?
I think it was still during the game. Because it was broadcast on WCBM.
Right.
I happened to be there because I was here at the time. And I left early.
But I think the game had ended, and from what I remember correctly, because the crowd had begun to filter out.
Virtually nobody there.
Because it was a blowout.
It was a blowout. There would have been more injuries in the upper deck.
Upper deck.
Because where Crash Croner crashed his plane, but because it was a blow in the crowd, it was already leaving or had left in droves. That's what kept the injuries to a minimum.
Those who drove, that is.
Yes.
In droves. Hey, I neglected to mention this early in the week, but I didn't want to let the week go by. The anniversary of the passing of Art Donovan was this past Monday, the 4th of August, at the age of 89, back in 2013. Truly a Baltimore sports hero, one of the all-time Colt greats.
Great guy.
Yes.
One of the greats.
He used to swim at his swim club.
On and off
the field.
Yeah.
It was hilarious to see him running around on the golf cart. But I remember one moment, Bob Ehrlich came to talk, and he had asked Artie before he went to school if he should pursue a professional football career. And Donovan said, no, you shouldn't. You should go do something else because this isn't a good thing. And so it was great.
And it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, it did.
It did. Thanks, Jerry.
Gentlemen, have a great weekend.
You do the same. Rest that voice. 839. Let's take a phone call here this morning. We've got Mike in Baltimore.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Captain. I'm going to try to make this quick. This story, I got to give you a quick background. My great-grandfather was a Gold Star, Baltimore City fireman. He died in a fire. He's got a plaque down in City Hall. My grandfather did 30 years, and my dad did 17 and was injured. He went on to school with some help from the fire department, became a teacher. He recently died. In the last couple years of his life, he lived in Colorado. We would have long talks, and this is the story he told me. He was very strict about being on time, having your penmanship right, and he didn't grade by the curve. He was the old-school guy, hard man. I love my dad. Anyway, he was accused of touching a young girl's breast. The thing was, he was also an athletic coach and became the Colorado State champion coach for the girls' golf team. They put him through all kind of hell. They believed the girl. They ruined his career. But he had a friend that was the father of one of the daughters that was a lawyer, and they were out on the golf course. And he said, Bob, tell me the truth. What happened there? He said, nothing happened. I don't know what's wrong with that girl. She's a nut. So he decided he would take the case. This was in the early 2000s. My dad said he had to mortgage the house and give this guy like $25,000 to fight this case because my dad's reputation meant a lot to his name.
Sure.
And what happened was it kept going on and on and on and on, and he was eventually the lawyer, I don't know how it happened, it's what my dad told me. The lawyer got a private investigator involved for a period of time, and they found the grandmother of the girl in Florida. And she got involved in the case, and her testimony about her daughter's doing stuff like that. Anyway, he ended up winning in the end. He got all his back money. He got another settlement. He had the law firm paid. And then when he went back, they moved his office out of the coaching office and gave him a little tiny office like a closet and shunned him even though he was innocent.
Right.
And he ended up suing them again and getting paid off. But he told me as he passed away, during the conversation, it was one of the hardest times of his life, but that he knew he was right and he wasn't going to go down without a fight. So this story here has been just kicking up some feelings for me. I don't like to hear about a girl getting abused and then, you know, nobody believes her. All right, I understand that. But when you're innocent, what's the guy going to do? So I just thought I'd tell you that. It was kind of goes along with your story.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yep, sure does. Thank you.
Mike, thanks for sharing. Appreciate that. It's very difficult, as we're now seeing, with a number of these cases. And this, you know, they're legit. Legitimate sexual molestation abuse cases where the perpetrator must be punished, you know, put on trial, and if you can prove the case, it's a tough case for prosecutors because you're dealing with children, and then you wrestle with, you put a child on the stand, how believable is that child? I've talked to a number of prosecutors, U.S. attorneys over the years, it's a nightmare case for them. They really don't, they'd rather not take it, but they do what they got to do. That's the law. And then you have people, the children sometimes can act like children and be petty and vindictive. and jealous and try to punish a teacher that may have shown somebody else more attention or didn't grade them properly or cut them from the team. I mean, there's all of that as well. So these are very difficult cases. We'll get some more calls in just a second.
Talk Radio 680 WCBU. It's 843. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Speaking of acting like children, how are you guys?
Well, we're just fine, thanks. Dad.
Dad.
Yeah. When do I get my allowance, Dad?
I kill myself. I kill myself first.
Dad, do I have to caddy again today?
Yeah.
That means, let me see, how old are you, Sean?
Yeah, I'm much younger than you, so you could be my father.
Yeah. You have to, no, you have to caddy. You have to double bag. You have to carry his golf bag and him.
That's right. Yeah. You ain't lying, brother.
I've been carrying him for a year.
You ain't lying. I'm sorry I brought it up. The outer loop became a little bit slow. Some of this traffic that was coming over from Hartford Road to the wreck at Delaney Valley Road, which is still on the shoulder, was in that area, caught up a little bit through there. So now they get released after Delaney Valley. They come over here from York Road to 83, and a little bit of a speed reduction there. So just watch for that as it gets over towards the ramps to go north on 83. Everybody else on the Beltway, on the JFX, both the tunnels, everybody else is moving just fine. Some slowing towards Annapolis, I-97, right there at the ramp at Route 32. That's normal. But now we're starting to see that delay. If you're traveling east of the Bay Bridge, after you clear Whitehall Road, there's going to be slowing at Sandy Point and up onto the main span. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather and my boys on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a nice weekend, really. And he starts off clear and then in the 60s, and by late this afternoon will be in the low to mid 80s. Very low humidity. Pretty much the same Saturday and Sunday, and the heat returns starting next week. Sunny 68 in Columbia, and it is 67 in Pikesville. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance. Town Appliance, right off of Rice Houston Road, for all your appliance needs. We heard about this place over a decade ago. Now there's an update about it. A guy in Parkland, Florida, named John Dieri, opened a car wash in 2012. It was called Rising Tide, and they only hire people with autism. They're opening their fourth location next year, and now they employ 90 neurodivergent adults. That's the new term for autistic adults, neurodivergent. And here are some employees and customers talking about the car wash.
Andrew's on the autism spectrum, and when he was in high school, it became really clear, really quickly, that in order for him to lead the full adult life that we knew he was capable of, we were going to have to take action. Because everybody fits in here, because we really are intent about building psychological safety and belonging.
The best thing of having a job is I make so much money.
I work here because I get a lot of money, and I talk to the customers.
Every time they clean a car, it starts out dirty, and they can see the progress. It's now shiny and clean, like they know they did a great job. That's all we want, is to know that we actually succeeded in something.
Yeah, and it's just amazing, because it's all different levels of autism. And there's some that are highly functioning, some not as highly functioning, but what a great idea. Now opening their fourth location. So that is our feel-good news story of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
All right, taking small crawls here this morning. We've got Rob in Middle River. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Listen, in regards to the case, the sex abuse case,
yes.
I'm thinking that many of these problems, and I'm also now thinking about that unfortunate firefighter, what happened to him, how about if we have cameras in the classroom? I mean, the logic is you've got employees are being watched at Walmart and Target, all these other retail stores. Why not?
Yeah, I think it's interesting, and it's sad for educators and adults that when you are coaches for them, and anybody that works with children that really want to make a difference in their lives, you are vulnerable. You are at risk now for these kinds of allegations. We had one texter who said, put body cams on the teachers at all times.
That's right. I think cameras on all teachers, all adults. I mean, I don't care if you're a janitor or you're working as a substitute. You know, there should be cameras in the classrooms at all times in the corridors. Really. And I don't think that's being a sneak. I think that's for the...
No. Yeah, the only time that it blows up back on you is when that camera malfunctions for whatever reason.
Yeah, and the teachers do not want cameras in every classroom. Yeah. They feel it would really negatively impact their ability to teach. That you'd have helicopter parents sitting at the other end of the camera watching what's going on and calling the administration every other minute.
Rob, thanks for the call. Thanks. Brian is in Elk Ridge. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know if this teacher has a civil case against the community for defamation or not, but and honestly, I'd never even heard of this case. I live in Elk Ridge and have no association with Severna Park. Never heard of the case until about 20 minutes ago when you guys mentioned it. But I happened to be driving back through Severna Park yesterday on some other business, and I kept seeing those pink signs, probably 15 to 20 of them in the couple streets that I was driving through. And, you know, it said, we believe our girls and justice not served. So my mind automatically went to this is an abuse case, but I didn't know, you know, who was associated with or anything like that. And I was getting a little bit of a late start this morning, and when I turned you guys on, literally, like, the first couple words I heard was teacher Severna Park, but I didn't hear abuse or anything about the case. But just teacher and Severna Park immediately associated that with those signs that I saw yesterday. So I agree with Bruce that, you know, the signs didn't explicitly say the teacher's name or anything like that. But if somebody like me who has absolutely no idea of the case and no association with that community put those two together, I think the implication there is that those signs are about that specific teacher in that specific case. So
I think, look, I agree if that's what the implication, Brian, I agree that's what the implication will be. My point is, he is not mentioned in any of the signs.
Right. Well, so, that'd be a slam dunk if he was.
Yeah, if he were mentioned, then I think there's a really solid case. Without that, I think it's very difficult for him to bring a case saying, I'm being slandered. Where's your name? Where are you being slandered? I mean, to me, that would be, if I'm a defense attorney, I'm going to say, where is his name anywhere here?
Totally agree, Bruce, and we're on the same page, I guarantee you. But my point being is, I said he probably doesn't have a case, or I don't know if he has a case, but I think his reputation, his name...
Well, it's trash.
And this is an attempt to try to somehow reclaim it. Don't know if that'll ever happen. But, Brian, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Appreciate that. Still to come, more on the redistricting case down in Texas. And what do you hear what one Democrat compared redistricting to? They are stooping to all new lows each and every day. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, Trump has ended 6 wars in 6 months. It also took big balls for the GOP to finally say we're done with inner city violence.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. We're going to play you some audio in just a minute from this woman who is a Texas legislator who is a Democrat. She's one of the ones who fled the state rather than stay and vote. I don't see what the end game is for the Democrats in this one. I truly don't. Because they've done this twice before, and in both times, the end was exactly what you would expect. They have to come back to the state sooner or later because they got to water the lawn. You know, they got to take out the garbage. You got to do life things. At which point, they're hauled over to the state legislature and they vote. But she has a very different view of the impact of this and the implications of this. You hear them coming up in a minute. First, so it's 53 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the backup north end there of I-97 at Route 32, that's gone. Everybody now is in between Whitehall Road and coming on to the main span at the Bay Bridge headed east. So already there is a backup and a slowdown. There's nothing wrong on the bridge, just looking at some of the cameras going across and eventually on the main span down across to the area at Route 8 in Stevensville. So everybody's moving, but that morning backup now is arriving, people getting away and getting an early start. It's backed up almost now to Whitehall Road. So if you're traveling east of Ritchie Highway, when you get there from that point to then get across the bridge, I would say now that it may be 15 to 20 minutes and building for the traffic on the eastbound side. Top side of the Beltway, a little slow yet. Hartford Road through Paring Parkway towards Providence Road and then getting better over to the earlier wreck on the shoulder at Delaney Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. It'll be partly cloudy today. Highs in the low to mid 80s. Low humidity, so it's going to be really nice Saturday and Sunday. And then the heat starts to crank back up starting early next week. Maybe midweek is when we see it. Right now, sunny 69 in Baltimore City and is 71 under sunny skies in Annapolis. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Hey. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you.
Are you running again? Yeah. I see you got the jacket on.
No, I am not running. But I could have ran faster to work than the traffic right now. That accident by Delaney Valley Road has had everybody just at a standstill for like at least 30 minutes. Anyways, happy to be here and on time. Of course, we're going to talk to Delegate Nino Mangione at the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about the proposed map in Baltimore County.
The redistricting?
Yes. Now that county council is expanding. So we'll get into that discussion. There's a lot of people that are not so happy with the map. Some people say it seems a bit fair, so I want to get his take on it. And then we'll open the phone lines, of course, on that as well. I do want to talk a little bit about the anti-Semitism that they're currently seeing around Baltimore City. You know, for the life of me, and I keep thinking about this over and over again, because I want to be open-minded at all times, right? But what is it about the Jewish community that has people so upset? I was thinking about this.
This is thousands of years of blood libel.
Yeah.
You've had people basically tell distortions and lies about the Jewish people to the point where you had one individual try to exterminate an entire race of people. And so I think there's a defense mechanism in humanity that no human being could possibly want to do that. And so they make up stuff to try to, in their minds, to try to justify it.
Name them as the other.
Yeah.
If they're the other, they're less than human, you can go ahead and target them.
Yeah. Well, I think about it like in modern times, right? I mean, look, if I'm getting carjacked at gunpoint, do I know who's not going to be there? A Jewish person.
Right?
Getting mugged on the street, robbed. It's not a Jewish person. Like, that's what I think about today. Right? Today. I don't understand it. So we are going to talk about it because it's unfortunate. It's still occurring. I saw where there was even a business that was targeted here in Baltimore City area as well. And it just continues. So we are going to talk about that as well. And, you know, Candace Owens, she's now reaching out to the Trump administration.
She snaked your way around to that one, didn't
she? She and Piers Morgan has doubled their bet.
Yes.
$300,000 now.
Yes. So she's reaching out to the Trump administration because now apparently she's upset that Trump has not issued a statement in regards to the lawsuit she's currently in with the First Lady of France.
I thought you were going to say something about she may be behind these devices being thrown on the courts at the WNBA games.
Oh, gosh. I would have put it faster, though. She's that low of a person to me. But, you know, it is what it is. But we are going to talk about this.
All this because she didn't send you a Christmas card.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. But it's so interesting. Because she's confusing free speech and slander. Right. Because that's what it comes down to. And so now she's requesting that they make the statement. She even said she's surprised that journalists aren't questioning Trump and J.D. Vance at the White House about her lawsuit. I said, nobody's ego.
This is a whole level, different level of narcissism that I've seen.
Well, I've seen this up close and personal, and now everybody gets to see it for themselves, and I'm just sitting here thinking, this is exactly what I was trying to
say. I think the term is solipsism.
Yeah.
She's just so thoroughly into herself. She exists in her own universe, and everything else is kind of an outlying planet of some sort.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
We got lots to talk about. Thanks, guys.
Kim is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Stay with us.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM down in Texas. One of the Democrats who is most upset about the possibility of redistricting is a member of the state Senate down there. Her name is Yolanda Jones.
They don't accept us. They are showing us who they are. We should believe them. And we better have the courage to stand up. Otherwise, we will fall for anything. And in this country, we will be defeated, deported. I mean, we will lose all of our rights.
Well, so in other words, if you lose this one particular vote, Donald Trump is going to deport you and all other black people. That's what she's contending.
I will liken this to the Holocaust. People are like, well, how did the Holocaust happen? How is somebody in a position to kill all them people? Well, good people remain silent. Or good people didn't realize that what happens to them can very soon happen to me or somebody I love. So even if you made it, man, you have an obligation to help people who can't. Because, God forbid, they end up targeting you and your family.
Yeah, because
seriously,
obviously it's going to happen. Because if you lose your congressional seat, that's just exactly the same as the Holocaust. What an idiot!
Yeah,
and truly,
the Democrat Party right now is filled with them. I mean, filled with them. I think anybody with common sense, I think, is almost to be ashamed to be a Democrat these days, based on what they are tolerating.
You've got to go back to the Republican Party in the 1930s under FDR to find a party so aimless, so without a cause, so without a purpose as today's Democrats.
All right, that's going to do it for us. We want you to have a great weekend. We'll reassemble Monday morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning, Monday morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.